Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q. Is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, feel it in your spine, feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, feel it in your spine, feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, feel it in your spine, feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, feel it in your spine, feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your back, in your spine, feel it.
Feel it in your pussy. session, please.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike.
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Pop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study Sanaya cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Like, put up the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Ow. Roll up the partition now. Roll up the partition, please. Roll it up, roll it up for me. Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, pictures, take your time. Take a hiatus, virgin moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrrr-con. Nose and cheeks like brrrr-con. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. Skin and body like brrrr. Nose and cheeks like brrrr. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? Buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see. See what I do, how I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please, don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up and roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up and roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? Buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
Go.
me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori, Sara, please don't touch me. Uzai, Sara, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori, Sara, please don't touch me. Uzai, Sara, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori, Sara, please don't touch me. Uzai, Sara, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. You gotta bitch, don't touch me. Uzai, gotta bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch.
Thank you. Oh. Icon pioneer Larry Ebony presents the 24-karat gold ball. All gold everything. Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one. Tag team performance. The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic for $1,500. Grand prize number two. Open to all realness for $1,000. Grand prize number three, Femme Queen Face, the Battle of the Goddesses for $750. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries for $500. Mini grand number two, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure for $500. Mini grand number three, J-Rock Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you the 24-karat gold ball. All gold, everything. Testing with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
The Privileged One. Donye 007 presents from Bankhead to Buckhead Ball. Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters. Two trophies and one winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the 3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's the Privileged One, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
D Up, Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free ball. Saturday, July 19th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy, $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American versus European Runway, 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Performance, 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Realness, 750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $500 for Open to All Best Dress, $500 for Open to All Face, $250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, and $200 for Butch Queen Executive versus Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. $150, house seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blahnik. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blahnik at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook's event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
Listen, let me tell you a story. Picture this. Richmond, Virginia, June 14th, 2014.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, hosted by Father Ant Long Zant and Father Bam Bam Ebony, June 14th, 2014. Over $10,000 in cash, $1,000 best dress, $1,000 Butch Queen Runway, All-American versus European, $1,000 Open to All Perfect 10, $1,000 Femme Queen Face, and $1,000 Femme Queen Performance, $500 Performance, $500 Legendary Performance, $500, Legendary Runway. $500, Butch Queen Sex Siren. $500, Twister. $500, Legendary Realness. $500, Butch Queen and Drag. Say, your DJ for the evening, the Elite Beats Maestro, the Legendary, Von Allure. Your commentators, the iconic Jack, Selvin, Mitt Ryan. And Legendary Kevin, JC Prodigy. $30 all night. The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball. Richmond, we will see you June 14th, 2014.
You thinking of paying it?
Forget about it.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge, 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminine Twister, for $1,000. Open to all Shady Tag Team Runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop. Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thug for $999. Mini grands include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banshee Cunt versus Up and Drag Rionis for $500. Rionis as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Seven Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and RJ Balenciaga, your DJ, Von Allure St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th, The Purge.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/tenzerchops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
Stand to the side as I introduce to you the future icon, the queen herself, legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you could definitely get all information ballroom all the time. We're definitely here to recap the first Friday Ball in Atlanta, Georgia. We're here to recap the Dynasty Ball of the House of Ebony in St. Louis this weekend, honey. So, you know, we here, we in the place and shit, honey. Sitting with me on the ones and twos tonight. It's the Tuesday night host, himself, honey, Jason Bridge, honey, gonna be working my boards for me tonight, Jason.
What's going on? Hey, Callie.
What's going on?
Oh, not a lot. Just sitting here waiting to hear about all the festivities and the family reunions and the chops and the knots and the all that shenanigans.
Yes, darling. It was definitely a lot, honey. I I know we will definitely have the PR secretaries for the House of Ebony, Michi and J-Rock. I know they will be on the air to defend the House of Ebony. Honey, baby, I'm waiting for my partners in crime, Marcus and Rodney, to call in, honey, because they was definitely at the function.
Okay, well, speaking of, this is probably Michi, 323-286.
Hello.
Oh, girl, here you go.
You said what?
I said we're here to talk about the dynasty or
you know
or the, we're here to talk
you know,
about the
I'm,
dynasty
you know, I'm not here.
Or the dinner.
Okay, I mean, you know, you're going to have your opinion at the end of the day, you know, regardless to whether me or J-Rock defend whatever, you know, foolishness should not flow from that mouth of yours on this evening. But, you know, life goes on, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, go ahead and carry on with
Marcus,
your views. I'll be sitting back
air.
In the corner.
Well,
oh, Lord. Don't do it.
Man, shut up. You didn't even show up.
Oh, shit.
What
did
you say,
Marcus?
it wasn't like that, Marcus. Don't even act. Yeah.
Well, no,
really.
You act like we about to try it. Ain't nobody about to try it. You weren't even there, so you
Marcus.
Don't know what happened.
It doesn't even matter.
Well, we
Marcus,
okay.
Marcus.
I get my same views.
I get my same info, okay?
Marcus, we're not even going to sit here and argue with Michi and J-Rock like this. Because
J-Rock will definitely be coming through. Marcus, keep it cute.
We're not going to even argue with them because Sanaya flew all the way from New York to St. Louis just to go to Sweetie Pies and don't even come to the ball.
You know what? I mean, I don't know. What did you and your cousin talk about? No, that's not fair. Okay.
No, I don't think that's fair, Kelly. No, I don't think you should say that.
You know, I gotta stir it.
It's okay. I'm rolling my blood right now. Once I finish with my blood and my wine gets going good, trust and believe, I'll be ready for you.
Yeah. Well, baby, you better roll you up about six of them because you're gonna need it.
Well, I have plenty because it didn't make it to St. Louis. I have plenty. Trust.
Okay.
No need,
baby. But we're gonna talk about first days first, and we're Rodney's.
Which
one,
Friday?
Oh, well, I don't know about the one in Philly. I'm talking about the one in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
The one here in Atlanta, grand prize for the third month in a row went to the House of Chanel. They won the house with the most trophies. And like I told Donye after the ball was over, I don't understand that you have the house with the most trophies or the house with the most points, and then people – You get to come back and battle for extra points. I just don't understand the concept behind that. Because if you won your category and you come back to battle for extra points, the same person that won the category is the same person that the judges is going to pick for the extra points. So I think that was stupid.
What's going on?
Nothing much, just chilling.
Who on the phone?
Marcus, Michi, and Jason.
Okay, what's going on, Jason? What's going on, No Show Ebony? What's going on, No Show?
I don't know if this is London or Laura, but you all have a private caller, and I'm going to bring them on. Actually, you have two, so I'll bring on the first one. Private caller.
Thank you.
Okay, callers, if you're going to call in and you're near your computer, please back away from your computer so that there is no echo. Private caller, can you press 1 and take your hand down and then put it back up if there's something you want to say? Thank you.
We got another private caller?
No, you can go on. Y'all can continue.
Okay.
Oh, but what I was asking you, Kelly, was, okay, so let's say the category was open to all faiths, but no, or female figure faiths, but no drag queen or no femme queen walk. So the woman got the woman's point, and then she got the overall point too, or was it only a point if they battled?
I think that you got the point for your category, and then you battled for an extra point.
But what if there was nobody to battle?
Then you just got that point.
Okay, so if it was open to our body and I want male figure and you want female figure, or
yeah,
I want male figure
and
we battle for the point.
We come back and battle for an extra point.
But if it was like whatever, a category, but nobody, only, you know, only one gender walked, they didn't come back and battle.
No.
Oh, well, that's not really, okay, just listening.
Mm-hmm. But that was it about that, honey. Grand prize went to the House of Chanel with 12 points. Second place went to the House of Mizrahi, 7 points. And then the Garcons and the Balenciagas, I think, had 5 points apiece.
804, sorry, Kelly, 804-833.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Daniel. What's going on, everybody? Hey, Marcia, Dwight, Kelly. Kelly, don't say something that's stupid when you don't understand what's going on. You should ask questions when you don't understand. The way the point system worked was similar to what Marcus just got through saying. If it was female figure face and the women won and the drag and the film queen and the big girls, everyone gets 1 point. And then they also come back and battle. And when they battle, the overall winner would get 1 additional point. So, therefore, I did that to bring something new, something I wanted to try out.
Who said something stupid? Because that's just what I said, what you just said.
No, what you said, I said
what I said was I thought that that was stupid, and what you
exactly.
just said is what I said that I thought that was stupid, but what you just said is the same thing that I just said.
But you said you don't understand, and when I told you what was the reason for it, because it makes it more competitive, then, you know, that's my reasoning for it. So, I mean, I understand you can say it's stupid. That's your opinion. But, again, I mean, regardless of whether they had the overall point or not, the Chanel still would have won because it ain't nothing more than 1 point.
No, actually, they wouldn't have won.
Yes, they would have.
No, they would not have won because I was counting the points. While I'm winning those 5 extra points, is what
Kelly,
ends up. It,
you're coming
what,
off this
by
bitter,
don't,
baby.
By,
listen, you're coming off this bitter by, because the Mizrahi didn't win. I've already posted.
I'm not.
I've already posted the wins with the overall points, and I've also posted the points rather the overall points was taken
baby,
out.
Baby, let me tell you
so,
something.
Listen,
let me tell you something.
Can I talk about my ball,
listen,
please?
Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. First of all, okay, no one's bitter about any motherfucking thing, okay? No one's bitter, okay? So let's get that straight, Donye. No one's bitter because when it comes to the house with the most trophies or the house with the most points in ballroom motherfucking history, the House of Mizrahi holds that motherfucking title, okay? Get that together, okay? Okay, learn your history about the House of Mizrahi. No one's bitter about any motherfucking thing, okay? Bitch, we just went to motherfucking, we just went to motherfucking St. Louis, and we tied with the motherfucking House of motherfucking Prodigy for the $2,000. So no one's bitter about anything, okay?
Kelly,
that's
you have
not real bitter. That
you have a private.
We,
shut up, Meechie. Kelly, you have a private.
That's what we're
call
not going to. They can hold on. They can hold on. They can
okay.
hold on and wait. Okay. That's what we're not going to do is say the House of Mizrahi is bitter. Okay. Because baby, we only had five people at your ball. Okay. And three of them walked, bitch. And we had 7 points. So who's motherfucking bitter?
Well, for clarity, Kelly, he did not say the House of Mizrahi was bitter. He said you were bitter. Just
bitch, I'm not bitter about anything. I gave my motherfucking opinion on the ball, just like I give my opinion on anybody else's ball
well,
that I go to.
I'll be honest with you, Kelly. What you did just now, I was confused because you told me that they came back and battled. You know, but essentially everybody who came back and battled the second point was a winner. So now one category, well, some might have been more competitive than others, but I thought you made it sound like everybody just was able to come back and battle again in an overall battle. So if you lost Schoolboy, you could still come back in the open to all realness battle and battle. That's not what happened. The winner of Schoolboy came back and battled the winner of Pretty Boy, which, I mean, I've heard that's not anything new. People have done that before at the ball. You know, for an extra point. I think it's pointless, but I mean, that's what he wanted to do with his ball.
Like I said to you, and like I'm saying right now, it was pointless. Okay, and just like the girls, it's all other people feel the same way. That's in that Atlanta group. They're saying they feel the same way also, and they posted it up. They feel the same way. Okay, so I'm not the only person that feels this motherfucking way. Okay, now on to the private caller.
Okay. Private caller,
you're live on the air.
And now you're
okay. The private caller is gone, honey. Okay.
Private caller.
So, private caller, you're live on the air.
They hung up.
They're gone.
Why is everybody hanging up tonight? Let's say. I guess they want to talk about
Don Ye is back. He pressed one again.
Yeah, bring him back.
Don Ye.
That's not fair. Okay, so thank you, Marcus, for clarification. Again, Kelly, if you don't understand something, just ask, okay? Because what was explained is, yes, everybody gets a point, Marcus, and then they all come back. They're all on the same playing field. So they all come back and battle for an additional point. And again, the House of Chanel's with the overall points had 13 points. The House of Mizrahi with the overall points had 7. If you take them away, the House of Chanel has 11 points, and the House of Mizrahi had 6. So it wasn't too big of a difference. It was only like 1 point. Again, many grand prize open all runway for 250 went to Giovanni Etzcon Balenciaga. So congratulations to him and. The Garcons came in third place with 6 points. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Hope to see y'all next Friday, June 6th of June. That's it.
Okay.
Rodney. Rodney, is Rodney there?
He's still there. You have 2 callers. You have a private caller in 847-532. We'll do the 847-532 first.
847-532 or whatever it is. You're live over there.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on? Who I'm speaking with?
This is Banks.
Hey, Banks. What's going on? Stay right there for 1 minute. Private caller, you're live on the air. Child, y'all spent 28 minutes talking about that late-ass ball in Atlanta, and it was only 20-some people there. Are y'all really serious? Are y'all really kidding me? I was about to clear this line up. Y'all lucky I was on mute the first time, bitch. I was about to clear this motherfucking line the fuck up.
I'm not with you, bitch. I'm not with you.
Y'all spent more time talking about the ball than with people in there. She talking about she gave out 36 points. It was only 36 people in there. That's who won the points. Everybody that walked got a point. That was who won got a point. That was having people at the
Laura,
top.
Laura, stop your mess. Stop your mess, Laura.
You know, bitch, you know it was only about 40. It was only about 40 people up in there to say.
It was 49 people.
You can see from wall to wall.
I'm not. 7 points because it was 49 people.
Shit.
And say, I'm not with y'all, okay, baby? Is Roddy back with us?
He's there. He didn't say hold on, but you have another caller, 312927.
What's going on, y'all? This is TJ.
Hey, TJ. Okay, well, Marcus, can you give me a recap of the ball first? I was waiting for Rodney, but he must have got us on hold because, you know, he at work.
Well, wait, first, Teddy, before you do that, I want to first take the time out to thank everyone who came out to St. Louis to support the Mission Chapter Ebony in our ball. Everyone that was there, we did notate who was there, and we thank you for your support. The ones who didn't, be prepared.
Ooh. Mm. Well, yeah. Oh, well, Lord, shot fired. Buddy, Marcus. No, oh, well, you know what? Marcus, are you there, Marcus?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to wait, and I'm going to do Marcus last. Because
why
are you
going
to be Marcus? Because I know once you do your recap of the ball, Miss Egg, once you do your recap of the ball, and then you do your outside, that's gonna take about an hour.
I'm not recapping that. I'm not recapping that.
You're not recapping outside?
No, for what?
Oh, okay. Oh well, I thought you were gonna.
I mean, if y'all bring it up, I'll address it, but it'll be on tape. We'll show what we have to say. I think it was
elevator.
What elevator?
Oh, never mind.
I don't know. We heard about it. No, well, congratulations to the Ebonies. Just from walking in, the tables were extremely nice. The trophies were extremely nice. The crowd, it basically was a St. Louis, what a typical St. Louis ball generally brings. Anybody who's ever been to a St. Louis Awards ball or anything like that, to me, that's kind of what it gave. I was looking for some more Midwest representation, like the stakeholders of St. Louis, like St. Louis, mm-hmm. of Louisville, of Indiana, of Ohio. I felt like they should have been there because the Ebonies do support everybody, including my own house. I do agree. There should have been more people.
I agree with you on that side, too.
Oh, well, can I do it? I'm going to be fair, TJ. I'm going to be fair because the Ebonies do support everyone. I do think St. Louis was a difficult choice to make. It is very hard to get to St. Louis for some people. I think Chicago would have been a more marketable place. It's kind of like North Carolina, per se. We could have a ball in Raleigh, but some people have never heard of Raleigh and they're not going there. So Charlotte, although it may not be as big of a city, is a little more marketable. But nonetheless, the trophies were really nice. They had drinks all night. Scrappy really took care of you with the drinks. It just seemed like some excitement was missing. I don't really know why, you know, Well, I ain't gonna lie. I think the tension from the Midwest Awards Ball and the house with the most trophies there kind of transferred over to here. So people participated and won, but I don't think they were as excited as, you know, the Midwest Awards Ball. But nonetheless, the Ebonys did everything they were supposed to do, and I must say they had their money in 100s and 50s. So that means they walked in the door with their money. They didn't take no door money to pay nobody, and they was ready to pay y'all, whether it was one person there or 1,000. So congratulations and kudos on that. I'm done, Kelly.
Thank you.
Okay. Rodney, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back.
Okay, go ahead. Your recap.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm definitely like to say congratulations to the House of Prodigy, along with our co-champion, Ms. Rodney, on having the most trophies at the ball. Kelly tried to cheat us at first, but we stood there and verified the count with Bank, and we both had the same amount of wins. And also on
so
our
you think Kelly cheated?
Yes, she was trying to. She was trying to. her addition was a little off, but, you know, we fixed it. We should have been doing subtraction instead of addition. But also mini grand for Women of the House as well. So congrats on that. Like Marcus has said, the tables definitely gave you quality. The trophies definitely was on point. Even the little setup was giving you homey, like conducive, like we're going to have a ball. What have I got? 25 tables, 10 tables, whatever we got. We're going to make it work, and we got all the money. We got everything that y'all need. Just need y'all people to come so we can compete. And the drink. Yeah, whatever that punch was horrible. but the other drink, once you start making the drink for the people, then you're good. Never make a punch with Coca-Cola. Never, ever, ever, ever again to anybody who want to make punch and things like that. Do not ever put Coca-Cola.
What are you talking about, the Long Island?
Oh, that's what it's supposed to be in the Long Island?
One was a Long Island, and the other one was a Dynasty Punch. The Dynasty Punch.
We didn't get the Dynasty Punch.
Get that one.
We got the stuff. We only got the brown stuff, and that wasn't a Long Island. That was Staten Island.
DJ Hennessy is not in a Long Island.
Hennessy was not put in Long Island.
Oh, okay. I was just going by what they reported. I had the Absolute. It was great. Shout out to Scream.
I'm about to say, I put the five liquors. The only thing I was missing from it was a triple sack. It had your gin, it had your tequila, it had your vodka, it had your rums and everything. It didn't have triple sack. That's the only thing it was missing.
Oh, okay, well, you had your recipe.
Crappy Ebony said to tell y'all, cheap hoes, stop complaining about the bar.
We're not complaining about it. We're giving our, you know, our take on the bar. The bar is always included when you have the cocktails. Giving our disclosures. So the bar will always be inclusive in all details.
And tell him I tipped him very well.
Marcus said he tipped you very well.
You did, Marcus, and he thanks you.
Also, congrats to Scrappy on your new venture to your House of Ebony. Make it work for you.
Congratulations, Scrappy, on your new venture to the House of Ebony.
Appreciate it.
No problem. What else I have for y'all? I definitely want to give a kudos to TJ and Bank on the hard work that they put into making this a success for everybody and making everybody feel, you know, wanted and appreciated for coming to support the House of Ebony, and that was a good thing as well. And thank you for my T-shirt, TJ. I appreciate that. I always show the House of Ebony love. Appreciate the love back. My house definitely appreciates it as well. And that was my recap for the ball.
Okay.
Before I
start.
Yes, hold on. Bitch, I ain't get my recap yet.
Well, overall. Kelly, I got a question for TJ. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, overall, I enjoyed myself. Out of score, out of a 10, I will give the ball a 7. And I'm only going to give it a 7 because I was. What? No, listen, I'm going to give it a 7, Miss Thang, because, Miss Thang, I was gagging at the crowd, Miss Thang, bitch. I wanted to see, I just knew that this ball was definitely going to be one of those balls that was definitely going to, you know, hit that area back, hit that area back up on a map, Miss Thing, because I knew all the girls was going to come out because it was the Ebony's, Miss Thing. Every time you go to a ball in the Midwest, bitch, the Ebony's are there, bitch. They loud, Miss Thing, bitch, and they get on my nerve, Miss Thing, when me hearing them chant, Miss Thing. So I just knew that the girls was going to come out. So I'm only giving it a 7 because of the crowd, Miss Thing, but the tables, Miss Thing. You know, I love my Chick-fil-A, Miss Thing. The tables was definitely flowing, Miss Thing. Gave me one of my tables, gave me one of Marcus' tables, Miss Thing. I got my life, Miss Thing. I ate all the motherfucking Chick-fil-A off the table before
yes,
I got the judge. Okay? Bitch, honey.
Yes,
I tell y'all girls, you pick Chick-fil-A on the table, you ain't got to worry about it, bitch. It's going to be gone. The trophies was fab. The venue was definitely fab. The girls just wasn't there, Miss Thing. But I don't drink, so I don't know nothing about the bar. Bitch, I seen a picture of the brown punch, Miss Thing. I ain't know what it looked like, Miss Thing. So I don't know. But overall, I really enjoyed myself. I just wish it was more girls there to compete for the categories and everything like that, you know. And to talk about the point system, okay, I thought that Marlon still had his trophy in the bag. That's why I thought we had 7, because when he won the category, he had a big bag and he put his trophy in the bag. That's why I thought we had 7. I didn't know that he had put his trophy on the table after he changed out of his outfit. That's why I thought we had 7, Rodney, okay? But grand prize went to the House of Mizrahi, split with the House of Prodigy, $1,000 apiece. Sex Siren, grand prize to my son from Chicago. He definitely won the $500 for Sex Siren. Overall, I had a good time. I enjoyed myself at the ball. I got to see people that I haven't seen from that area that doesn't travel that often out at the ball. So I had a good time, you know. And that's it, honey. And then that bitch, Marcus don't want to talk about it, mistake, but it was a
well,
nasty.
Well, before we go into that, the highlight of the night was Toya's grand march. She looked wonderful.
Yeah, let me tell you something, mistake, bitch. The grand march was cute. It was all right. Maybe for the House of Ebony, I would have liked to see more. But Miss Motherfucking Toya, bitch, when I tell you, you are legendary for Femme Queen Realness, Miss Thing. I know you don't like the makeup and the dresses and all of that and the gowns and all of that stuff, Toya. But like I told you at the war, it's time for Toya to start walking big girl's face. Miss Toya was motherfucking sitting, bitch, the highlight of the motherfucking night. And that was the highlight of the motherfucking night. And another thing, to all you fathers out there, you house fathers out there that running these balls and stuff, baby, I know it's a lot to get together, Miss Thing. But Banks, you should have been fucking dressed so you could have came out, you know, and not just, you know, I know you had a lot to do, but you should have took time and came out and got your motherfucking life because you did your motherfucking thing, bitch, because the cash was there in all hundreds. We got brand new $100 bills, so it didn't come from the door. Okay. And let's talk about Marcus outside and his reading session, because he had a nasty reading session outside with Carlos Balenciaga, with Marlon Mizrahi, Miss Thing. Girl, we're going to get into all of that.
Well, hold on, Kelly. Him and your son.
Okay. Yeah. Now, there's a few times the ball is over. Y'all hear me? Yeah. Y'all hear me?
Yeah. Quick question for you. Based on the attendance and the people that were there, which house or organization that you were most disappointed to that didn't show up personally to you?
From the attendance of the ball, the houses that I would have thought would have been there a lot stronger, more so came from, I'm going to say, the House of Khan, which is supposed to be our sister house. And the fact that they have a ball in 2 weeks, I would have thought they would have been there more deep than what they were, especially because when we had the ball, we made sure we had at least 15 of the people across the country when we needed to coming up for the ball. So that's probably the house that I thought would have been there in more numbers than what they were. I mean, we did have James there. Thank you, James, for coming. We know you didn't have to come all the way from D.C. there, but we do thank you. BJ was there also. You had Ashton.
Few more,
but I would have thought they, not that BJ. I'm talking about Logan BJ.
No, hold on for
me. So that's the thing. Now, something else I'm going to say, when it comes to buying a house table for a bar, the Ebony's don't wait till they get to the door to buy a table. The Ebony's don't wait till the week of the bar to buy a table or the day before to buy a table, especially if the tables are on sale for $150 before the bar. Some bite the bullet, pay the $150, and they get their money back. Not call and want to place the reservation, put $20 down to hold a table. A real leader should know how to control their money and collect house dues and get shit paid in time. That's the reason why I specifically said I'm not selling a table at the door. What else? There was a few houses that I thought would have came through a little bit more, and I would have seen a few more notable people. Larry, thank you from OKI. Certain people did contact us and let us know, you know, why they wouldn't be there with the house and attendance. Fine and Danny, I understand work, things like that, that's fine. But like you guys said, the Ebony do support everyone. We were everywhere for the last year, especially in the last 9 months of promotion. Banks, myself, Toya, Cash, Jeezy, we were everywhere in the fucking country that we could possibly be promoting this ball. The disrespect that was shown from the Midwest and others to this ball was a fucking fool. And mark my words, I was quiet before the ball because I was told to shut up because I always come off rude and abrupt. But, baby, the crackling has been released and it's about to be a whole shady game. Rodney, can you please tell Kevin to contact us ASAP?
Why you want Kevin to contact
like
me ASAP?
Kelly,
unmute me.
To that.
Unmute me.
We can hear you, Bank.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I thought I was muted. No, just so no, I just need my deposit back. That's all.
Oh. Well, great.
We do thank Selvin
Yeah,
we do thank Selvin for making his way to the ball to compensate for us through hell or high water. Selvin is there. The underdog that everybody reads, that bitch made sure what she had to do, whatever she had to do to make sure she was at that ball on time.
That's right.
So you guys had many commentators slated to attend, and one actually showed up. I'm sure the rumors are that you guys spent a lot of money to have those people travel there and make hotel arrangements. What were their excuses for not coming?
They missed their plane or they missed their bus.
Did they get paid already?
Oh, you know I'm getting my money back.
Did they get paid already?
Well, I am a businessman. I like to take things. I'd like to take care of things in a timely order. I don't usually play with nobody's money, and I like to show people the initiative to say, here, I don't mind giving you this upfront, and I'm going to trust that you're going to be participating or doing whatever you were going to do. Some people contacted me right before the ball saying X, Y, and Z. It wasn't like I didn't have the money to give it to them. I don't understand. I mean, I know who to go with the next time. I will be contacting Selvin, you know, whenever I have a ball, and I'll let Selvin do what he do. I don't need to contact nobody else.
Banks, can I ask you a question? So why didn't you take the money out of the Prodigy $1,000? You could have took some of that money out since
it's not the responsibility of that. TJ, wait a minute. Yes, that don't have nothing to it. I would never take no money away from no house winning because I wouldn't want one person to affect my whole house. I'm not shady like that. That's not Rodney's business per se. You know what I'm saying? Or that's not DeMario's business for me to take the money that I gave to him out of their fund. You know what I'm saying? I don't have nothing to do with that.
That's
the person who did that needs to be accounted.
That's not professional for Kevin to do that. Yeah.
I'm just hoping that I get it back sometime soon because until I do not none of mine is going to be in no bar that Kevin is on the mic.
Somebody just hit me up and said this is the second time Kevin has done this. Yeah, I heard she did that before, actually. I don't remember what bothered her.
Well, for clarity, it wasn't just second time. It's her second time doing recently.
Hold on. I'm back. I heard my house name. What happened?
You heard it. No, you heard it clear, Rodney.
He at work, so he be muting us. They said, Banks said he won his deposit back, and Larry Mizrahi said he's still waiting for his 150.
Okay. But yeah, that's the, please let me give y'all this motherfucking disclaimer about the curse. Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. It's Kevin Jay-Z when it comes to participating. He is his own entity that is no reflection of the House of Prodigy by no means. We're very, you know, strict when it comes to that, and I always have a talk with him about that. So you guys deal with Kevin Jay-Z. That has nothing to do with the Prodigy. We came to the ball to walk, to win. Whether Kevin was coming or not, we did what we had to do. So, thank you.
It wasn't no shade to the Prodigy. Y'all did what y'all had to do. You know, I didn't mind. I pulled it out from when I pulled out my envelope that I got from Chase.
Yes, you did.
And I counted my hundreds, and I handed you your hundreds. When it was for your grant, for your mini grant, I handed you your coin. When it was time for Kelly and them to get their money, I handed them their money out that same wallet. I mean, out that same motherfucking envelope.
Yes,
it wasn't no discussion. I was prepared for what I had
anybody,
to do. And
if anybody's out there and y'all listening and y'all by Kevin, can y'all please tell Kevin to call in, because the girl said you all got three bills, Miss Dang. The motherfucker, Ebony's what they want 50
Ooh.
Back, and Larry won his 150
no.
back. The girl said they want their coin.
No, I never said it was 150. I never said that.
Well,
Larry said
150. I have a question.
I was already warned not to send that much money. I'll just put it that way.
Okay,
they told
I just
want to
make sure,
just
in case somebody try to work me. If I pay for you to come to the ball, I'm not giving you a deposit, but even if I buy you a plane ticket and you don't show up, you won't be commentating anything for me until I get my plane ticket money back, because I don't fly you on Crafts. Your ticket is paid for in cash. So y'all good to only want your deposit back, because I would actually be wanting travel back too. And now from now on, everybody's signing a contract.
Hello.
In their legal names.
I'm just gonna say that you won't be working.
I put it like this. What I did was put trust in my fellow ballroom community and their participants and the things that I've seen that people have done. I'm not a ball promoter on an everyday basis. This isn't like, you know, a job for me. What I wanted to do was to produce a ball just so that I could showcase my kids, because they've been working so hard for the past 3 years and continuously being House of the Year in the Midwest. So mine was just to get back to my kids and make sure, you know what I'm saying, that they got their shine. I could give a fuck if it wasn't nobody else in the building. It was about the respect from their daddy that they was going to get some, you know, that they got their grand march, because they haven't had one.
Right.
So it really, really, really didn't matter, you know what I'm saying, the semantics or the logistics and the financial things that was going on. This was something that I was giving back to my kids. I asked them to help, they help, and I did what I need to do for them.
Now, can I ask a question?
If
you could do it over again, would you possibly have the ball not in St. Louis? Do you think St. Louis was a factor in the attendance?
The reason why I had the ball in St. Louis was almost exactly what Kelly was saying. What I was trying to do was get a spark in a different area in the Midwest, because I travel so much, I know who needs the spark. So I was trying to jump up St. Louis's scene. I have a chapter there that's been also working very hard in House of the Year in St. Louis and shit. And I want to not oversaturate the Chicago market, because my house sister just threw a ball less than 90 days ago in the same city. And I didn't want to oversaturate that market and everybody think, oh, they just keep trying to have us run back to Chicago, and they're trying to suck our money up in Chicago. It wasn't that. I was trying to put it in a place where also I could be comfortable with maintaining my entire house as well. So Chicago is a city trying to have a house ball that would spread my house out too thin, and I need control. That's just me. I need to make sure they is where I need for them to be, and I don't need for them to be in no extra shit, and I need to, you know, regulate everybody's activities, put it that way. And it was much easier to do it.
You have an incoming call.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Yo, good morning and good evening to everybody on the show. How's everybody doing?
All right.
Finding yourself.
I'm doing well. And much respect to everybody on the show and what you contribute to the entertainment here. But I kind of want to call in to speak to Kelly. Is she there?
Girl.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Kelly. This is Pierre. Just want to take a quick second to first recognize you. I think that.
Oh, girl, get to it, honey.
Excuse me, young lady. A young lady, a young man. Don't interrupt. I'm being very serious.
Well, hurry up, honey.
And Kelly, you're a person that, you know, definitely has a gift.
Oh my God, girl! It's like past midnight, and you draining me.
Laura, stop. Go ahead, Carla.
He hung up.
Thank you. Girl, she's about to be up here for an hour.
You got
I was talking about
that
how
coming?
Kelly is.
You can't tell nobody who they like.
Baby, I can turn it to Olivia quick as hell too.
Baby, okay, back to talking.
But
so
really,
y'all
other than that, you guys, I just want to thank y'all.
Category.
Oh,
you said what?
Did y'all talk about that film queen realness category yet?
No, we didn't. You could talk about.
Oh,
it.
Oh, the clips must be up.
Who was that? Who was that child that won?
I think Amory won.
She was a prodigy child. She like an Adam's apple.
Oh. Oh shit. Oh,
no,
shit.
She had an Adam's apple, honey. Oh, are we getting
the
quiet
one was prodigy.
Okay.
I didn't get her name.
No shit.
So the clip.
It's Amory. It was Amory.
It was Amory prodigy. The clip that you watched showing her had an Adam's apple was at the camera lens view.
I saw a crook in her neck right there, you know, like, you know, below the chin, honey. And I don't know if that was a bone or... maybe she was snacking on gum real hard or she was swallowing. I don't know. But I saw something poking out. This thing. And
I'm sure, based on how Amory is, I'm sure shortly, when she gets word of this, she will post you a picture with her neck snatched to the back, with her head snatched to the back. I'm sure you'll get one soon.
Okay. Yeah, I was just inquiring. No, she's a cute girl. I just saw that Adam's apple. That's all.
You have a call, 972-896.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I just got one question. Why did I get kicked out of the chat room?
When you got kicked out of the chat room?
Continue.
Okay.
I don't know, Kelly. I'm not playing with these fools.
I'm just gonna say it now.
The girls that kicked out the chat room. What the fuck?
So TJ, what do you?
I'm sorry.
If you could just say anything to the people who, well, besides what you just already said. What would you have changed about the ball or the weekend per se? What would you have done differently? Because we know you've had balls before, but this was a, you know, big ball of a big magnitude.
Okay. If it was me, and
I said this, I would have not chose St. Louis. I understand Banks' reason and things for that.
I wouldn't have personally chose it. I honestly felt. Well, either way it was going to be a gamble with the crowd.
It don't matter. It's my decision.
Right. It was a gamble either way the crowd was. It was like, so just go ahead and throw it there. It wasn't like we were throwing the ball to try to make $1 million or we were throwing something like the coldest winner ever. I mean, yeah, the coldest winner ever, something like that. We were just throwing a house ball to give back.
Normally, Banks throw his own ball in May. I throw catch me some can in April. This year, I didn't do catch me if you can. Banks threw the ball, so we decided to do the house ball. It was not no big maybe hoopla. Let's go try to make 30.
My question, I guess, let me back. Was Nico the St. Louis person there on Saturday?
Yes, she was.
Okay, I just missed her. Oh, okay, no problem. Just listening.
No, no, no. She was there, but she was not normal Mika.
She was a drag or something?
Yeah. This is the house key, but you got to shut the alarm up for you.
Okay.
She was.
Oh,
she
and
was
welcome home, Tamiko Ebony.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
I meant to do that. I couldn't do it last night. I was
all
I was in a coma.
Hey, Lord, Ebony
yes.
home, too?
Who?
Yes,
Laura.
Ah.
Yes, you know.
Here, come grab some of this, Okivon.
Quick. Deliver you.
This Laura, I think that next time y'all have an Ebony Ball, I think if y'all not going to have it in Chicago, I think y'all should try to have it maybe in Ohio or something, because I think more people even come to Ohio before they come to St. Louis or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the girls don't do St. Louis like that. You know, not the out-of-town girls, really. You know, they'll come to Ohio before they come to St. Louis. I would think.
I mean, regardless of where we throw it, if it's an Ebony ball and with the way that the Ebony supports everyone, I don't give a damn the ball's in Omaha, Nebraska. Bitches should have still been there to show support because we don't support a whole bunch of bitches that really didn't even need our support.
But don't you agree, though, the problem arises? Well, do you remember that Midwest Awards Ball, like what they were talking about earlier? Like, I was at the actually that Midwest Awards Ball, and that whole issue that came up, a lot of the other girls from other houses even said they were upset with the Ebonys and the Cons and the, you know, in the other house about all that shit that happened that whole weekend. So do you think that they were already like, oh, I'm not supporting none of that shit for like a year or just whatever? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
do you think that they...
No, we had a lot of houses in support of the Ebony Ball, the Dynasty. Now, coming into the ball, I did receive a few phone calls from different houses, and people were told, well, you guys can go, but you must be in D.C. for this ball, so don't waste, you need to figure it out what you're going to do. So, you know, a few of my Aga friends did call me and tell me that was posted in rooms, and a few other houses said it too. But it was like, okay, that's fine.
Like I said, the first statement, God has taught me a lesson a long time ago when I threw a ball. Support those who support you.
Right.
And trust me, Ebony is a big camp.
Right.
Right. I will
also always say with it, you don't play with people's money.
I will also say this about the first weekend in May, because even when we had the Carolina Wars Ball that weekend at the hotel in May, it was just a light attendance. I don't know if girls are saving their money from Miami or they paying rent or what, but
I don't know.
Yeah,
they
paying no rent. Rent comes once a month.
Wait. I want y'all to really understand this. I am not about doing this for profit. That wasn't the point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If that was the point, then I'd be upset and disturbed and all of that. I'm just glad that people were there to see my kids showcase themselves and that they got a chance to get out there. It don't have anything to do about the profit. It don't have nothing to do about
the profit.
We're
not talking about profit. It's just the appreciation that it's the House of Ebony, and you would have thought that more people would have been there. It's just human for you to feel that way. It's not like saying that we feel like you should have paid.
It's not about
Bill
Gates
money or something. Yeah.
Oh,
don't worry.
They will,
I
will show them
the
same.
I'm
going to show them the same appreciation.
Yeah.
I just told y'all.
Y'all know me. Y'all know me. Well, I can tell about half
the
house.
Don't be chopping no girls. Don't be chopping them girls on the panel on the next function, honey. I know what y'all be giving, honey. Don't be chopping.
I'll let you know why I'm chopping you, though. Immediately. All you have to do is ask. I'll tell you. Fuck it.
Yes, boy.
It's Shay. I'm not trying to be mean, but for real, we really do support everybody. Even when like overall leaders and stuff are having major balls in different cities that are not necessarily within our region, we there.
Mm-hmm.
No shade. From LA to New York, all the way down to Florida, Texas, all the way up into that cold ass Minnesota. We'd be there.
What was
and
the
we walk.
Excuses? Like, what was their excuses? Like, they're close. Like,
everybody had to work.
Everybody
had to
work.
Everybody
got to work.
Everybody.
The girls is going to the purge, Miss Day.
I'm not going to say it was the purge. I'm going to say from what I was hearing, miraculously, everybody started getting interviews and jobs and stuff all of a sudden this week.
Sure,
but we're going to see
what?
In 2 weeks
all
the when the purge come up. We're going to see in two, when the purge come up, how many of these people with these interviews and jobs still sleeping on the floor or running out the room because S2G clocked that ass.
Well, can I ask a question? Well, this is my question. Do y'all think that, especially for, how do I say it? I felt the same way in July 4th weekend, in, you know, in Chicago, because the way the alliance works or the way they count the of-the-year balls, essentially there's no reason for you to go to a big ball where you think competition's going to be, because you can go to all them small-ass balls and still win and get enough points. Do y'all agree or disagree? So there's no incentive to go to the big ball.
I understand your point.
I do.
And I know exactly what you're saying. And we've had suggestions from people even within our council about how we do what we do and the oversaturation. And I'm going to have to bring it up at the next meeting because at this point, you know what I'm saying, I pride myself on where I come from, and I want where I come from and what I do to be reflected in the best light. And I think with the oversaturation of every little mojo, curly, or whatever, having a ball every other motherfucking week and running in my damn pocket, it's also oversaturating the market. So people be like, okay, well, let's see, I could just go to this one, and I got this, and this, and I ain't got to worry about X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? And
for it to even
sometimes
count the same, it's kind of a slap in the face. You went to Joe Blow, you went to Jubilo, Mississippi, and you won, and bitch, you just won five times there, so you don't have to go to the big ball that was, you know, anticipated and you wanted to do it. I think people don't appreciate it anymore. They don't appreciate a flyer that's out 6 months in advance. They going to go to the ball that went out 30 days. They going to go storm that one, and it didn't call for nothing. It was up the street from their house, and they're good.
That's why, because motherfuckers reward people for nothing. And I guess in my eyes, I just feel like that if you're gonna be judging something and putting it and counting it as of the year, then maybe it should be clearly of the year caliber. You don't want to really either count or weigh them the same, and you know what I'm saying, where somebody can win what you call them balls, the mega mini balls, whatever the fuck they call them, deluxe mini balls. And
right.
They go in and they say two colors, and motherfuckers is talking about, oh, I beat such and such over there at this ball. Hold on, you didn't put no thought or no creativity or no effort into what you did. It would just go out there, and it was probably a political mess panel, and okay, so your girlfriend won because everybody knows how many wins they need or whatever. Well, you know, I don't worry about all of that because I don't get beat anyway, so no matter.
But yeah,
but motherfuckers been doing that. It happens once a year or twice a year. But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's more about what you want to showcase and, like, the things, the creativity within the kids. When y'all put out them – when I see a flyer and it has really, really well-thought-out categories and, you know what I'm saying, there's some concept to it and all of that, that's what sparks me to geek my house up to, okay, come on. They asking for this, they asking for that. Let's get these effects right. Let's make sure that you're going to get out there. You're going to be the first one there. You're going to have this on. You're going to be on point, and you're going to do this. And I want to showcase you. I want to make sure that you know what I'm saying, like you doing what you need to do to show that you understand what ballroom is. But I just think that the concept is getting diminished because everybody just gets the chance to throw a fucking ball that ain't been doing shit but for a year, and they get to put their name on the ball, and it's equal to the same effort that I put in, you know what I'm saying? And it took 9 months of planning and, you know what I'm saying, and promotion, and for me to make sure that everything was secure and that everything was going to be taken care of before the ball even started. And then we have other motherfuckers who got rent raises in their account. That's fucked up. But.
Man. Another thing that we had.
A rent raiser.
Reason,
a bitch that needs to pay their life and gas and their rent. One of them.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Another thing. Everyone was asking why some of the categories were hard or difficult. It wasn't that they were hard or difficult. It's just that we weren't going to bring it in blue. Do something else different. So a lot of categories you actually had to research or do something for, which I see a lot of people couldn't really get that concept down either,
but
it's
that's
not
the
really
fun of the ball.
What
I was taught by the people who taught me that was the fun in the ball is to be creative and to take this category and make it your own.
Right. Who was some of the girls
that
said it was difficult? Who was some of the girls blast them, put them out, the ball is over? Who?
I'm just going to say this. I received a lot of phone calls. It seemed the easiest thing I could give the schoolboys was Harlem Nights for their category without basically going into full detail telling them. And it seemed like that was still hard for certain people to get. Well, I don't understand what
they
I'm
They just
want to
put on a book bag. If you make them do anything, they'd be upset.
But
you,
that's
if they want to put on a book
more
bag,
people just are putting on book bags. And they cue. That's because as leaders or as people who are judging on the panel, we reward them for doing that because they was cute and we want to have them that night. So they don't see no other effort in it.
I don't even see that.
Shit, it's not just fucking schoolboy. It's a lot of categories. Let me give Rodney for a plain, for an example. That man had two different categories. He came for best dress. He came in a Versace, you know, resembling look. I clearly knew from looking through magazines what this man was doing, okay? Also, he came back and did Bonnie and Clyde as Clyde, and he looked like Clyde. There was no question about that. You understand what I'm saying? But I had some people that was walking up in the bar, and I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, I was trying to let the ball do what the ball do. I didn't want to cause any undue motherfucking distress on my ball. And I let the ball go and let the judges judge as they were going to judge.
But you didn't
necessarily
think the judges followed what you were asking for everyone.
No. Or I just think that they gave some people, I think they gave some people some tens and I was like, what the fuck? Because the bitch would have been top fucking with me.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they're the judges, and if I selected them to be the judges, I also felt like that was their opinion, and I valued their opinion, and that's why I put them up there.
Because
I don't understand overruling nobody chops either. Yeah, and shade to shade.
Yeah, that's what happens that's what happens when you have grand prize, house of most trophies and stuff, and house of most points. The funny judging really, you know,
just sitting there counting up how many trophies people got and then voting.
Uh-huh,
and
the and all that. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Believe me. I'm a veteran of making sure that my house gets to the house with the most trophies or points or whatever the fuck you want to do. I understand that. So I understand the whole back and forth. But some of it was like, okay, so why y'all letting all these motherfuckers stupid y'all have? Y'all went down to the – oh, well.
That's just the
But I value their opinion.
I
value y'all's opinion. If I put you up there, I wanted you to judge, and whatever you wanted to say is your opinion.
That's just the late girls. That's just the late girls, Miss Angus, bitch. They ain't got no other choice, bitch. Because that's the case, bitch. I never picked that prodigy boy, Miss Angus. He got a trophy, Miss Angus, and made us tied up, Miss Angus. And then they came and won that category. They won that really. That's a house that gave them six. I would never pick them there for that category.
Kelly, just to clear to you. You saying the judges that do a lot of chopping are the late girls?
No, I'm just saying the girls. Like when they see a house that's winning or tied up with their house, they're not gonna pick the person with the talent. Bitch, they're gonna pick the other person because they don't want that person to get another trophy to be up there with their house.
Because I'm gonna say, Kelly, because the phone call I got today is you was chopping a lot of people to make sure your house made it up there to the top.
Oh. I didn't even chop nobody. So what are they talking about?
Oh, well, I'm just saying, don't shoot the messenger. But the girls are asking me, why was Kelly doing a lot of chopping to make sure the Mrs. won?
I was also told
that's the reason why that you got that Prince got slayed, or y'all would have won all the cash yourself.
I didn't even chop nobody. So what the fuck are the girls talking about, bitch? I ain't chopped nobody. So what are they talking about? I was nice this weekend.
Kelly.
Bitch, I ain't
talking
to the
problem.
Stop
being nice. Kelly, are you sure? Are you sure, Kelly? Because the rumor is it's all on tape.
I chop, I'm positive the only person that I chopped was the Revlon boy, and Banks was standing right there beside me, and Banks said full wig. That's the only person I chopped of the whole night with the Revlon boy.
And let me clear this up. Let me clear this up right now. Okay. Kelly did chop him. I did say a wig. I couldn't find the sheet, and I knew what the concept was. When I seen him standing there, I didn't think that she was going to chop him because I said, yeah, he brought it like I wanted it to bring with a wig. And she was like, wait a minute, a full wig? I'm like, a wig. Now, I'm a nigga. My sister does drag. I don't know anything about her drag. I don't know anything about putting on hair. I don't know nothing about all that extra ass shit. When I see hair and I know it's not yours, I call it a wig or a helmet. I don't know from one way or the other. I mean, if Kelly's opinion was that this was traction, she didn't want to let him through, then that's Kelly's opinion. But
that's the
I
only person
that
I chopped because it was not a full wig. It was just a couple of pieces of track. And me and him talked, I think yesterday at the host hotel, and he said, "How did you know it wasn't a full wig?" I said, "Because I'm a girl, and I know that it wasn't a full wig. It was just a couple of pieces of track." He was
right,
the only person
know.
That I chopped. He was the only person that
I
chopped. So if somebody said I was chopping the girl so that Ms. Rice can win, that was a lie because he was the only person that I chopped all night motherfucking long. So whoever said that, tell them bitch to go
over
to
the other Ms. Rice on the panel. Who judged before
tell
you?
Tell them, Janie.
Oh,
So tell them, TJ, whoever said that, I said to go review the tape, bitch, and kiss my entire black ass.
Speaking of Janie, I also want to tell Janie.
You're on the air.
I'm a woman.
Really?
Yeah, chat, whatever.
But yeah, I want to give a shout out. The makeup girls were in the building. Janie, B. Davis, Michi. The girls was in the paint. Mean. The girls was setting up shop. It was paint wars this weekend, I see.
How much they charge?
15.
You have to contact each individual person for their pricing.
$15.
Somebody said $15.
Mother Ming. Congratulations to my grandbaby, Mother Ming Blonick. She was back there paying too.
$15. Don't the makeup? What kind of makeup they using?
Bitch, they cost $16 for lashes.
Okay. Who was doing them for $15, bitch? Olivia's makeup costs more than that.
If they do a makeup for $15, I don't want mine done. I might if they doing it for
no.
If they do,
but
if
bitch,
they
the way the
girl's
face was sitting, bitch. I do a $15. If the person who did Toya, or that what's the other girl name? Who did
Toya's makeup? Her makeup
Ming.
Was on.
I told
oh,
you,
Ming.
Mother,
you did.
Mother Ming.
Well,
Mother
if
Ming
is the one that's doing it for $15, please let me know.
Baby, if they,
yeah,
if
you was
makeup,
on, you was
do,
on that night. She did it right.
If they do a makeup for $15, mistake, I might have those blemishes that Dante was talking about, bitch, for $15.
Come on.
323,
go girl.
323-352, you're back. And try to, I'm a woman.
The D Revlon from Cali.
What's going on, West Coast D?
What's happening? Hey, this is for Banks. Is Banks still on there?
Yeah, I'm
yes.
sitting right here.
All right, Banks. Now, I understand you say you want to, support your judges, but if a chop was wrong, then that's something you may need to think about in the future to overturn when it's something that's dead wrong. Because by you saying it was a wig, because we talked about this 30 minutes yesterday at the hotel as well.
Yeah, we talked about
and
it.
By
right
you
now.
Saying it was a wig and it said nowhere on there about a wig, you know what I'm saying? Then you should have corrected yourself there with Kelly. Because Kelly was just doing what you told her. That's
that is true. That is. I understand what you're saying. I didn't have the sheet right in front of me. And I kept looking for it. I was like, fuck, it's a wig. They're supposed to bring in like a pirate without the back. I just need for them to have on a wig and the bandana over the top of it. And I repeated that to Kelly four times at least. Am I right or am I wrong, Kelly? So I will take the blame for that category because I didn't think that she was going to chop him.
Right. But I'm saying in the future, so what can we do so no bullshit like this won't happen again? Because that was like bullshit. I have to run up to you like five separate times to get shit straight.
This is true. But, I mean, how can I put this? I didn't overrule the chop when they chopped Kelly, what you call it, either. And
Kelly,
I'm sorry, but I thought.
Again, Kelly?
No, they chopped Kelly's friend. What's his name?
Friend.
Kelly.
Prince.
Yeah, they chopped him, and I couldn't believe that either. I was like, what? But, Kelly, do you understand what I'm saying? That was their opinion.
Right. I'm glad you said that. So, Dio, since we got you on the phone, I have a question about my house number that you chopped for All-American. I didn't get any clarity on that.
You talking about me?
Uh-huh.
I saw a little feminine up in there. That's what I saw.
Okay.
Yes,
God.
You said he was a woman?
No, it was a male.
No, he was walking.
Yeah, but I do want to say that it was no disrespect, or it wasn't a blatant chop, or you know what I'm saying, like Kelly, you know what I'm saying? Kelly felt like it wasn't a wig or whatever. I say a wig. She felt like it wasn't a wig, so I guess she chopped on.
Well, Banks, I agree with you. I don't think a promoter should ever overturn a chop. Like, if somebody takes it in shade, then that's for you to get them back however you're going
to
get them back. But
see,
I don't think a promoter should ever,
right,
I don't think a promoter should ever overturn a chop. Ever.
I would, okay, Marcus, I'm not going to say this. I'm not going to say overturn a chop, like, right there on the spot, but make sure that judge understands the category. And if they say they understand it's still a chop, then, okay, go with it. There's nothing wrong with a little explanation.
Well, right. If the person, a lot of times I've seen the person come back and say, because I guess people want to know who we're talking about. We're talking about Indigo. We know he wasn't getting chopped for his performance. So Indigo or Leader should have said, well, why are you chopping me? And then Kelly says, oh, you don't have on a wig. Somebody should have went and got the flyer and said, well, it didn't call for a wig. And then
I did that. But listen.
Right.
But it was only one other person walking that category, so that shit was over real soon. So it's like moving on to the next category. So how are you supposed to bring it back then after that person get his little number to get his chance?
You know, we had plenty. In St. Louis, they ain't rushing us out the building. We had plenty of time. Stop the category. We need to get this clarified.
Because what happened was when I went up to Selvin and Banks. Respectfully,
can you please stop?
Because Selvin had called the category that was out of order, and I said, we have the order categories in front of us, and my house is getting dressed according to the flyer, and we need time for this, we need time for that. So I asked Banks, could you please have the commentator, who you're paying, to read the flyer and go to categories in the way that is on the flyer, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be done.
So you saying that the ball promoter has a choice
to? If they would have brought me the flyer and I would have read the flyer and would have said something different, I would have overturned the chop mistake and he could have voted mistake and he probably could have played that Prodigy win and that would have took another trophy away from the Prodigy.
It wasn't a Prodigy that won. The Chanel won.
We didn't want
the Chanel won.
Chanel.
Okay.
But see, I didn't want to bother you because if the promoter isn't gonna overturn it, you know how the fuck you gonna do that? You know what I mean? It's not your ball.
No, if y'all would have brought me, I was only going by what was told to me. If y'all would have brought the flyer and would have said something different, I would have took my child back and he would have got changed and they would have battled down.
And D, can I be honest with you? The only place I really see a lot of places overturning the chop, the ball promoter, is like on the West Coast. I don't really see that too often on the East Coast anymore. That's like you have to go to the judge to chop them, and they have to overturn it. Now, the promoter can go and explain to the judge, this is what I was looking for, and I don't
that's
agree
what
with
I'm
you,
saying.
But right. I mean, that's
why
the judge don't recheck it back.
But see, that's what I'm saying. From this point forward, is that the route that we need to go? You see what I'm saying? So this should happen.
I promise you, at any more functions of mine, I will clearly go back to them, especially if I feel like it's why are you chopping them? I'll go back and explain it, you know what I'm saying, make sure that it's something there. I'm not going to cheating.
Bang.
That's the whole thing is that I don't want no, you know, I mean, to
you
me,
don't
want to
get blamed
I don't want
nothing.
Nobody overturning my chop. Maybe if I'm sitting on the panel, it's my business.
Exactly.
Why the fuck I chop them?
If it's a chop, it's a chop.
Shit. Thanks
KG.
For the
But no, no, it ain't going to be no chop if you don't understand the category. If you understand the category,
well,
then you're going to chop
it. And that's why Banks came on the radio station last week on Wednesday if they didn't understand the category. So it was a chop on Saturday. Thanks. Go ahead. Thanks.
You wasn't even there. You wasn't even there to support your house. Don't you worry about that.
You know what? You know what? Hold on. You can sit there and throw that all you want to, Ms. Marcus, okay?
That wasn't even me.
Who was that, Rodney?
That was me. That was me.
Who was that? Who was that?
You know who it was, nigga. It was D.
Shit. Who was
that
me?
That was the West Coast partner in crime.
Hey, that motherfucker,
though. Tell me, Marlon.
God damn.
That was G. Revlon.
He motherfucking,
oh,
though.
Chow. Oh, cow. Oh, cow. If y'all don't get this, honey.
So anyway, he wasn't even listening to all the conversation. So anyway, go ahead.
You
going.
Know what? D. Please mute her. Jason, mute her.
Fuck off. Fuck
hey,
off.
Humble. All right,
so anyway,
irrelevant.
Oh, my God.
So, Banks, so yeah. If you're in the future, that's what I'm saying. That's the route we need to go so it won't be no issue. I think that'll
no,
be
if
cool.
No, if it is some discrepancy like it was at that time, it was,
right.
Marcus, what he's saying is that Kelly did, you know, like three or four times, she, you know what I'm saying, like she went back and forth with what she was going to do. And I could have been a little bit more proactive in trying to find that category. I just couldn't find the goddamn sheet with the picture.
Right, right.
Okay. So that was my fault.
All right, it's cool.
But wait, did y'all catch on that the underdog house was right behind y'all? Just needed one more point.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, who was that?
No, they had four.
That was Flip Elon.
The Elon.
Nobody probably kept up with how many points they had and just kept voting for them every time they won.
I did.
Oh, let me hit that blind. You know, not play. No, that means that, in all actuality, some of them are viable as people. You know, I cannot. It's not fair because attacking each other's houses or whatever and diminishing the just because they are not a huge house doesn't mean that they can't be productive or that they don't have talented people. And that's just kind of sometimes not fair just because that's the Elon, so, you know, they didn't know who they was. That's why I was voting for them. That's kind of not fair.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have had the talent to sit the next bitch.
They got the quality.
Kenny has produced some of the people in the Midwest who have saying, I'm not looking at it like that. I was just saying, I think the girls was being political that night. They was voting for, it is no shade, I don't know the young man's name who won for schoolboy, but in my personal opinion, he should have been chopped. He went from chopped to grand prize. I just don't understand. And then he beat somebody who I just know would have won, but they didn't, and I don't know why they didn't vote for him, because the Balenciagas didn't have no points. So there was no reason not to give it to the fair person.
What, there was a Balenciaga there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my daughter.
Yeah.
Oh. It was another Balenciaga there, too. Iman Balenciaga was there.
Iman was there.
The runway.
Iman was there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Iman was there. And,
thanks, Iman. And she actually looked sick, and I don't know why y'all chopped her ass either.
Oh, you got chopped, too?
Well.
I thought she won.
We thought she
won.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
TJ,
Balenciaga is one of the houses you were talking about that she going, oh, okay. Never mind.
Three, two, three, five, one, four. You're on the air.
Oh, Lord.
You are now off privilege queue.
Hello. Hello. Yeah, this is Craig Easton Hale. I won Schoolboy and Flip. I want to clear something up real fast. The only reason y'all lost Schoolboy, if you saw the category, it said 19 points news. A number friend. When they posted in the group for the ball, they said, please bring it 19-20. Remember 19-20. It's not my fault. It's all kids came up there for regular Levi, Sidney Caps, and Ross Smith. I think you should have went
that
out,
is true.
The shit, and then you would have won. It's not nobody else. That I could.
Well, hold on. It ain't nobody on the phone who had kids walking that category.
What's she hollering at?
Well, D just went in talking about that it's true.
No, somebody just said the boy that won the category shouldn't have won, that he should have been chopped. He went from a chop to a win at Schoolboy.
That was
Mark. And that's him on the phone.
And I said it,
what?
And yeah, and I didn't think he was as real as the other person, but I didn't have nobody walk in the category. That was just my opinion. My opinion didn't matter that night, though. I wasn't judging. But I was surprised that you beat Antonio. I did.
I was.
Well,
about
I mean,
call
I
the fuck
know.
In. Make it hot.
They said, bring it 1920.
if you can't,
I saw everybody that got canned, I was okay with that 1920s effect.
The ones that got chopped, they chopped. Oh, well, I never got chopped, so I don't know how I want to.
Right, you won. You won.
He, no, Marcus didn't say you got chopped. He said you should have been chopped because you looked fierce. That's what Marcus said.
No, I didn't say he looked fierce. I didn't think he was as
real
as everybody that walked. That was the difference.
But he said you like a woman. He said you like a woman.
I didn't
say like
Kelly.
Woman.
I mean, Lord, that's not what I said. It's not Kelly.
Wait, is the one who won school with, was he at the aftermath last night? I didn't go to the aftermath last night. TJ, he didn't walk Twisted aftermath.
Okay, let me put this one out. It's got to be in late.
Well, Marcus, don't you guys schoolboy run this show off of $1,500, Marcus?
We have $1,500 schoolboy versus pretty boy at the D-Up Ball, yeah.
That Chanel boy to walk. Tell him to walk for that $1,500.
The category's been out for 9 months now.
Okay.
Ah, it's cold as fuck.
What else? Kelly. Kelly. Rodney.
Yeah.
Banks. TJ. Laura.
Yes. But yeah, it was all together. The weekend was nice. Again, thanks to Elon, the Mizrahi, the Chanels, the Revlons, the Prodigies, the Cons, all the people who were there. We do appreciate you for coming.
Hold on, bitch. How you go disrespect
without you guys?
Oh, J-Rock.
Marcus, we do appreciate you also for coming. I totally did forget.
There was some Wisconsin there, too.
In my head, not mine.
And there was some Aga. There was an Aga.
We do appreciate you all for coming. We love you. Just know anytime you need us, the Midwest Chapter will be there.
Since we said the names that did come, I'm gonna be like, where the fuck were you? This is my list. I know where Ron was. Where the fuck was Erica Kane, Ms. Rahi?
You know she
back in the house. What do you mean? We never gave out an update?
Oh.
Just not mother right now.
Where the fuck was Minnesota?
Y'all should have been there. All those people that have balls in Minnesota. I saw Entice there, but that other child.
So Ron didn't see the ball that his own house didn't come?
Huh?
So Ron didn't want his ball, the whole house didn't come?
Well, I didn't get to the line.
No,
I couldn't really pick up the line.
You have an incoming call.
312-459, you're on the air.
And here she comes.
Hey.
Girl.
You got money.
Knocking on my door.
Oh yeah, by the way, Marcus, we had a lovely time at the Lumiere and at the buffet.
Y'all had a good time at the buffet?
And at the Lumiere.
I would never stay there again. We thought you was on the way back.
We thought you was on the way back.
Yeah. I was on the way back.
Wait, who was that caller?
I left at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay, wait, well, hold on. Who was the caller?
Who was that?
That's Tiana.
That's Tiana, what's up?
Oh.
She got money.
Yes. Where's my husband?
He's sitting right here. He can hear you.
Tell him I said hey.
You know what, Tiana? You got to stop with this shit. You gotta stop this shit, man. I'm tired of your shit.
Oh, shout out to Sweetie Pies.
You have an incoming call.
Private caller, you're on the air.
I'm a
Well, yeah, shout out to Sweetie Pies. I enjoyed my food. I don't know about everybody else.
Child, that shit was fucking nasty.
It's so commercial, right?
Well,
it's a fat motherfucker talking. It's a fat motherfucker talking. Cutie Pies is commercial, right?
Ooh.
That's not like real soul food, like, right?
I mean, it's just as good as Morrison's and MacArthur's. It tastes the same to me.
Oh, no.
No, wait a minute. I got to offer this. Thomas Stewart, that's one funny-ass man. Spending this weekend with him and being around him, Stewart is one funny-ass man. Real catty, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shout out to the girls who ran out on their breakfast bill on Saturday morning at the hotel trying to put a fake room number. You should not eat places you cannot afford.
No, what about
and
the kids that got
put out
the Sheraton?
Who got put out?
Baby, I heard it's like 6 rooms got put out.
Ooh, what did they get put out for?
6 rooms on the 8th floor.
That's right.
That's the whole floor.
But Lord.
Well, what was they doing?
And
was
I'm
they gonna
get, I want to say this, too. Whoever was doing the rooms for the girls this weekend, there is no reason when you should walk into a hotel and a group of 8 people checking in and every single bitch got to go to the back to get an authorization form. Clocky as fuck.
Well, we know it wasn't Amaya.
Oh. I got
Amaya
go.
Doesn't even do her own room.
Hold on. Everybody here to go to the back and get an authorization form.
Yes.
What?
The lady kept running to the back to grab authorization form. Or calling on the phone to receive authorization. Whoever was doing those rooms, you had that clocky as fuck. There's no reason you got 8 bags checking in, and every single one needs to go there. There was 3 SPG hotels downtown. You could have spread them hoes out.
Bring
someone
to get some of this
black on. Oh, well, Erica Kane explained to me it was Derby weekend, and she did not, and she didn't. So don't try her. I understand it was the Louisville Derby. So congratulations to California, whatever that one. The whore.
No, just give me something.
Maybe y'all should have had the ball in Kentucky.
I don't know.
Girl, what?
The rooms should have been high as fuck.
Girl, what? Well, she didn't come to the ball because it was Derby weekend.
That is a big weekend in Kentucky. That's
I mean,
what I'm there.
But they ride horses. I mean, what do? You go to a horse race and watch a few races or something?
And then the city turns up. You know.
Louisville,
they got a city.
Louisville does turn up, you know, for Derby weekend. But I'm pretty sure the girls that was there in Kentucky really had a wonderful time.
Give me 2 of those things that you get.
Well, Erica, I was just asking. I really wasn't trying it. I just said, where were you?
What? No, you have to ask for it. Okay.
Hold on. Did I finish my where were you list?
No, you didn't. Keep going.
All those people that keep having them balls every weekend on high, y'all keep inviting me. Where were y'all? That's why y'all balls don't. That's why y'all don't have y'all grand prize money. Y'all have to travel.
What ball?
You know why we on that? How y'all have y'all ball? Y'all charge people $20 to get in. You advertise $500 performance, and you don't give the winner nothing. Not nothing.
Cool.
I don't want to say his house name because I don't want his leader to come for me.
What's his house name? Tell me.
His first name is Dion.
Oh.
Cool. Who the hell is that?
Dion.
They had a ball in Columbus last week. Was that last week?
Oh, you talking about the Prestige one?
No, he's not a Prestige anymore. He's an Omni, right?
Oh.
Girl, you get it out.
I got a ball coming up.
Ain't like they coming
they
to your ball anyway.
They ain't coming to your ball though. Right?
How you know? They might storm.
That's yeah, they were going to free ball. Sure.
Can I please?
You know
I
what? Thank you, Sarah,
remark,
for posting that,
to
too.
Political.
You know what? I'm a little bothered by this first
gay NCAA player, and then, you know, he dating this white man, this old-ass white man. Now, I'm not racist, but I feel some motherfucking type of way. I feel like Black Fish now.
Wait, Marcus, was Malcolm Aga at the bar?
No. It's no shade. Indianapolis kind of paid it all. How far is Indianapolis from St. Louis? Really, besides Opie, there was nobody there from from Indianapolis.
Who stayed in Indiana though? No, Opie.
A lot of people stay in Indianapolis.
Truthfully, honestly, from the OKI, you had Opie in the parade. You did bring his kids. You had Larry and his lover. That's all I can remember seeing from OKI region. Truthfully, honestly. Why would y'all just say what? Y'all didn't know Larry was back with his, Larry and his boo was there?
Well, he's from Louisville.
Yeah, that's OKI, Ohio, Kentucky.
I was talking about Indianapolis.
No, she was talking about Indianapolis. I thought you was spelling something.
Could you not tell me where to go?
So, TJ, what's the next call on your schedule?
Olivia's going to purge, and then she's taking a break.
Olivia? Who's Olivia?
TJ and Dre.
You walk a drag runway?
Wait a minute. Huh?
You walk a drag runway?
Child, where you been?
Oh,
no, I'm saying, asking you, are you gonna walk Dragon Runway at the combo? I saw you through with the woods while we walked Dragon Runway.
She gonna be dragged across the runway.
Hold on, whoever. Oh, Black,
like I said, Kelly girl,
shit,
like I told you,
Rose,
I told you, girl, you got a lot to
there.
Talk about Runway, girl. Let's see you get up there with them two left feet you got.
Okay.
I want you to walk, not wobble.
They brought her out last night on my LSS mistake. I died, honey. They stomped her out there mistake too. Ebony pumped her out there mistake like she was.
No. That was not two Ebony. That was not two Ebony. That was your icon that grabbed me.
Oh, really? Ooh. Oh, honey. Baby, you know, I had to let her know, baby, you know.
You was out there sashaying like you was just the umdada. I was snatched and laid, baby, and the icon came and said, server.
Yes, baby, you know, I had to let, you know, I had to give that look, Cardi, give a little walk, it's totally fucking over.
Uh-huh, and then I tapped you and said, let's go.
Next. All right, queen right here, Miss A. She must be ran out of blood.
What happened? Actually, I just got done smoking. Now you said what?
Just listening.
Girl, you said what?
So now, Michi, why are you on the line? Exactly. How did you miss your flight?
Actually, I missed the 6:10 flight, which was the first time I was supposed to check into. No shade. But I already
Where
said
were you
that.
Going at 6 p.m. at night?
This morning I got a patient. 6
10 a.m., sweetie. On Saturday morning.
I barely even got that.
Ms. Marcus. Keep it the fuck you, okay? Y'all here to recap the ball, not my week.
Put 25 in the tank, please.
Well, I'm sorry to the young man who felt like, yeah, you did win. Congratulations. That don't take nothing away from you. I mean, I already looked at I liked your twist outfit. Congratulations.
No, wait, baby. Marcus, we're not gonna talk about how you and Carlos red and how you red, you and Marlon red outside on the aftermath.
If you want to talk about it, okay.
We need to.
Yeah,
because
that got the police up there because they were saying y'all without your arguing fight.
Well, okay, this is okay. I'll address the issue.
Marlon ran you down.
No, Marlon did not read me, bitch. Marlon can never read me.
And I'll just stop at that because I actually like her a little bit. Where was I?
What happened?
Oh, so what happened was I was supposed to arrive in St. Louis a little earlier on Friday. I was supposed to get there at 3 o'clock, but I did not get there until 3 p.m. because I made a detour. So, with 3 a.m. So Carlos basically told the promoters for the Friday night party that Marcus was throwing shade and blah, 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 blah. And I'd already spoken to them because everybody who pretty much knows me, I'm not a big club person. I don't really go to clubs. So it was kind of made into a big deal. And I basically told them, I don't think you should be doing this in front of all these strangers. And, you know, everybody was yelling at each other. So I was called fake and phony and all of that. And I told them I told Carlos that he was late because we were doing all this. And, of course, the camera comes out and we're recording. And you know, it's just a little too much. So then people wanted to jump in, you know, watching on the side, and, you know, that's not my type of thing. I don't like putting on, you know, shows for people because, again, especially when being recorded, y'all don't realize how many straight people are watching us on this shit. And, you know, you can start getting emails about people who really don't know you or they do know you from your, you know, personal life or, you know, things that you don't necessarily think they should, you know, things you don't want them to see. And they're airing this like we're some reality stars or something. So I just felt like it was something for us to do at the dinner table and Sweetie Pies or something, and we all kiki-ing, you know, off air. That was nothing to do in front of all those people who I didn't know, and they're just seeing us laugh at each other and read each other.
That's it. So, yeah, I probably made some comments that I shouldn't have made.
I'm not taking it back.
You're not taking your comments back?
So who won? Who won the reading back? Who won the reading session, Kelly?
Where?
It was, you know, I think it was basically a tie, honey. You know, going back for food climbers like and all types of things and stuff of that nature.
I got to say that. I can't even take this car past 80 miles an hour.
Who's driving?
Y'all ain't back
yet?
What else?
I think that's CJ's driving.
So now, Kelly, do we need to talk about all your reading sessions this weekend?
You said what?
So now, since we discussed my dirty laundry, should we discuss your dirty laundry?
What?
Come on, Kelly Rowland, put it out there.
Hello?
Yes. What were you discussing?
You don't want to address your house member trying to get your man's number this weekend?
Ooh. Ooh.
Bitch.
Leave it to Marcus.
Marcus, put that in my inbox.
let me know
what you put in there.
I mean, we about to address it on the radio. Kelly, go ahead and tell the story.
It's the story, Marcus.
Why? I mean, something happened. I mean,
ain't nothing happened.
Well, no, the girls did ask for the number, and their number was put into your lover's phone.
Oh.
You said what?
The number, their phone number was put into your lover's phone.
Child.
Was it a
so who treasure? Who was trying to snatch your treasure? Who's the treasure snatcher? Marcus, you a bad bitch, you named the name.
Oh, I'm not scared at all. The name has been brought up. I'm just waiting for Kelly to tell her own tea. I told mine, tell yours.
I don't have no
tea. Name has been brought up. Okay, what region is the person from?
Let me go on my inbox, honey.
Laura, I'm charging my iPad now, and I'm on the phone. I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, okay.
I can't Facebook you yet. Kelly, you going once?
I'm good, Marcus.
You're good? Would you like me to stand down?
What?
Would you like me to stand up, baby?
What is it?
Oh,
she
said
stand up. Come on.
Oh, okay. Well, Marlon Mishrahi, please call in. Why did you get Kelly's lover's phone number?
Ooh.
I knew it. I knew it, bitch.
I knew
all
it was
right.
Because you kept, boy, oh.
It's a raw, hey.
Woo! Kelly, how do you feel about that?
He said, M to the I to the motherfucker Z. You can't help but look at me.
While we on that, can we discuss the fight at the elevator at the pier at the host hotel?
I was so mad.
Hold on, Kelly, we coming back to you. Don't think we paying it.
Don't put the wrong thing, because I would lock up this car again.
Yes, God.
We're
listening,
Ford
DJ.
Got these stupid ass locks.
DJ.
Yes.
They want to
what
talk
happened
about
with the altercation at the hotel? Which one? Oh, which one? We want to know about all of them.
All of them.
You got to tell me which hotel, man. There's too many hotels.
I'll start at the beginning.
Well, the one at the host hotel, which is the Pear Tree Inn, I wasn't there. I don't know exactly. I don't know what happened there. But at the Sheraton, the whole eighth floor got evicted due to a big fight in the room.
Well, how they put everybody out for a fight within one room?
Because they were all need those authorization papers.
The same
who
number?
Got into a fight? Who got into a fight? Who was fighting?
They was all underneath that SPG authorization.
Oh, no. With the same work? Somebody made
child, you know the way these queens do it these days. They probably always on the same car. Bitch get a hold to a good corporate, and bitch, they go burn she out.
So, TJ, what...
They needed
what,
to make their $30 to get into the ball.
Oh, my God. So, TJ, who was fighting?
That part, I don't know. I never made it over there to the hotel. I made sure I stayed away from all the debauchery and scenery this weekend. Shout out to
so
all the girls that got tested and got free admission to the ball.
Well, y'all didn't even put that out there either. Thank y'all.
Was.
No...
So I know.
Yeah, that's why the little red tickets was posted everywhere saying if you get to the bar and you take there was three screens you could take. You can either take an HIV test, a hepatitis test, or do a survey. If you did any of those three things, it was posted that you can get to free. They actually had a whole stand outside the bar. And there was a total of 12 girls that I believe, it was 12 girls that actually went and got a health screen.
That's sad. The whole St. Louis, because the St. Louis girls could have came. Y'all didn't want to pay $30. Y'all could have got tested for free.
You could have got either a HEP test, a HIV test, or took a screen. You could have just took a survey with 10 questions.
Well, TJ, I didn't know that because I paid $30. I paid $30 to get in. I paid $22 in a cab.
Eesh. Should have rented a car.
Bought drinks down.
Thank you. We do appreciate you.
Well, I got a question. So, if a bitch had a positive hepatitis test, what would, like, mistake? Ain't that contagious?
Well, I don't think they can run a HEP test at the ball.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's not the answer.
Yes, they can. There was a swab. You swab. You actually swab the. Yes, it's the same test like an HIV test.
Oh.
You swab the inside of your mouth. They put it into the little thing, and in 15 minutes, you have a result back.
But ain't that contagious though? Like, if they have hepatitis, like that's
not
like,
that.
Well, honey, the HEP. Right? I'm about to say the health department was right there. So, honey, if you was contagious, they could have threw your ass in the paddy wagon and took you away. I mean, shit. Truthfully, honestly, it wouldn't be shit. Half the bitches at the balls are contagious, but that don't stop them from coming out anyway.
Well, while we're on that, congratulations to all the houses that won house with the most trophies this weekend. We look forward to seeing y'all in Charlotte on December 6th for the $7,500. Look out for all some special announcements. Y'all
Marcus
can book
the
y'all
Dynasty will
now.
Be there.
Work, $7,500, and there's a special announcement coming in July. I promise you, it's definitely something
you finally
getting
your bags.
No.
Well, I'm going to backtrack And I'm going to do like everybody else do them, give their house life. So I'm going to do the same thing. This year alone, congratulations to the House of Prodigy, House of the Most Trophy, the Dorian Corey Award, House of the Most Trophy, the Distance Ball, and House of the, with the Most Trophies this weekend at the Ebony Ball. And we're going to keep it going this year continuously. Work, Prodigy. Well, thank you.
Also, we'll see the Prodigies at Pandemonium.
It all depends.
I was nervous.
I also want to give a shout-out to my bro, DeMario. He was on his best behavior at the ball. Showed out he was a real
Because
we were sticking to that rule. If any house called altercation or anything, it would have been
TJ, let's just ignore that. Y'all didn't have any problems. Y'all, you're going to bring up bad memories for me.
No, I'm just saying.
Move on.
No,
just move on, y'all. We were lucky. Let's just move on.
No,
baby. There was not going to be one.
Wait. Because I heard they said the Little Jays won the $1,000 in Baltimore. But then I heard that they didn't give out the $1,000 and NeNe wasn't at the ball. So what is the team? Who was hosting the ball? Maybe they can call in and give us the details. Who was?
It was the club. It was the Paradox, wasn't it?
I don't know who it was because they said
Keith
somebody
Ebony,
said.
Can you call in? Keith Holt Ebony from Baltimore. Can you please press 1?
Yeah, because somebody said they didn't give out the $1,000 and NeNe wasn't there because we heard she was there and the $1,000 was given out. But then I just heard that it wasn't given out and she wasn't there either.
Well, it's no shade. If they paid NeNe to make an appearance, I didn't expect $1,000 to be given out because NeNe's appearance fee is pretty high. From just having inquired about her, she's a nasty coin.
J Rock, you're on the air.
And since we talking about, that, Miss Fake Bitch, did y'all tag the way Miss Motherfucking Phaedra read Miss Motherfucking Kenya about the sperm bank?
Hold on. Well, while we're on that, if NeNe wasn't there, Kevin Prodigy was, though, right?
Yeah, he was. He commentated, I heard.
Hello?
Kevin commentated the ball in the ball.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
God damn it, I don't give a fuck about Phaedra, NeNe. But like I said, I was coming on the phone just to tell Rodney, don't get too comfortable.
Is that what you mean?
Oh.
Don't get too comfortable. You sound really I know you're proud and everything. That's real cute. That's real
cute. Y'all was punching the ball, so y'all couldn't battle. You know, it's always good. Ebony, Miss Boggy's, Revlon, and Cons. Let's battle down.
No, it's no shade. Don't get comfortable. But hey, everybody, we just driving. I'm on my way home, 3 hours from home. Had a good time with my family.
J Rock, I need you to go ahead and put in your leave form now for December.
Oh, that's too far out, but I'll make it happen.
Go ahead and put it in. We want to make sure get some.
J Rock, we know y'all don't have work in December anyway. The military, y'all be having.
Oh, that's right. They let us out anyway. But the Vixen said to say hello to Rodney and everybody. Stacy said hello. We're on our way back.
Tell Stacy congratulations on her win at the mini ball.
They said congratulations on your win at the mini ball.
How long did it take y'all to drive to St. Louis?
Oh, it didn't take us too long. Actually, from Houston to St. Louis is 12 and a half hours.
That wasn't bad then.
Oh, that's a far
drive. It's almost like driving to Atlanta.
Right. It just was a little more boring ride, huh?
Very boring.
You didn't pass no real city.
No. First of all, pass no real cities. We weren't in a real city to begin with when we were there. It's like St. Louis, I don't know. Somebody told me if I didn't like St. Louis, I better not ever go to Detroit or Pittsburgh or something
baby,
like that. Because
St. Louis and Detroit ain't nothing to compare each other, baby.
I'm just,
no, it's
I'm
not
under-
the same. Y'all got casinos.
There are things
but
to
I,
do in St. Louis. You just
J-Rock's problem is when we were driving to go pick up the food, he said, "Bitch, I ain't never seen a city you riding in, and bitch, it just look dirty and gloomy as you go."
Wait a minute. Who is that?
TJ.
Okay. I was about to say, now, I only said that to certain people. How do they know
well, I said that?
It was like a goat. It was
Chick-fil-A.
Huh?
No, we was getting a goddamn food outside of St. Louis because they wouldn't good enough to be in St. Louis. And I said that too. In the TJ, I said, so Chick-fil-A feel like they too grand to be in St. Louis.
Bitch, I couldn't believe that shit was 27 miles away.
Yeah, they just got Chick-fil-A's in Chicago real good. They only used to have one. But now it's like three.
No, but riding around St. Louis made me want to slit my wrist. It's just like the buildings look depressing. I'm like, where's the population? Where are the people? There was no
traffic,
nobody walking. They don't. They didn't have traffic. They didn't have nothing. They didn't have, like, people walking the streets on a Saturday, nobody driving or nothing, just a bunch of buildings that still stuck in the, you know, civil rights
movement. There's nothing in there downtown. But if you go there doing a football game or a baseball game,
it's
their lives.
Yeah.
And then we went to East St. Louis. Somebody told me I think they needed some change for the aftermath, and none of the gas stations was open but one. And they told me, they said, go down there and get some change. And then one of the guys that was with Selvin said, no, Mother Infinity, and there was a guy in the back seat. I got it. And Mother Infinity said, no, J-Rock, don't go to that gas station because people die down there and they get people together. Then I said, bitch, well, I'm about to go down there. I don't give a fuck. So I drive down there, and my bitch ass started getting scared a little bit because I was like, wait. It got darker.
At least you finally admitted it. Yo,
okay,
bitch,
but guess what, though? My bitch ass went down there. I got that change, and not only that, I know one thing. I made it the fuck back, didn't I? I got something in my pocket, ass. The difference between me and a gangster is I'm a motherfucking expert, which means that if I aim at it, that's what the fuck I'm going to shoot. So they can come out there busting their guns already, but my gun in the back is going to hit you dead center in your motherfucking eyes. So I'm not never scared. I can say I was nervous, but if it come down to it, bitch, I'm coming home to my grandmother. I'm going to always make it home to grandmama.
Well, I'm glad you didn't pretend like you got killed this time, and I thank you.
Shut up, stupid.
Y'all
say no left hand. But no, other than that, I did enjoy myself and my family as I always do, you know. And it was good to see everybody.
We do thank you for coming up for your support.
But other than that, I'm gonna go on and put myself back on mute so I can drive. Well, ride, whatever.
You ride really well.
All right, we'll see you this weekend.
Okay.
Well, I'm about to actually start hopping up too because I got to get ready for the club tonight. So I'll holler at y'all. If y'all need me, y'all know my number. If anybody got something to say or want to talk about, just call us back.
Oh, TJ.
Huh?
I want to give a big shout out to Tyler Ferrari.
Rodney, shut up. I do too. I also want to give a big shout out to Tyler Perry and Madea.
Right.
I love the new movie.
I'm gonna need the backstory on that.
And right then and there, you see how I just stopped.
Right. Are you trying to go over 80 again?
That's what we see here, not trying to do it. Mind you, I went to the Ford dealership today, like, why is this a 2014 truck and I can't go over 80 miles an hour? He says, oh, that's the new federal government regulations that they make us put in. They don't want you to speed in those trucks. I was like, well, how can you disable it? Well, it takes about 4.5 hours to disable. What? Anybody got time for that? It's a federal government chip they said to put in the car.
When you first said it, I didn't believe you. And then the seatbelt part really threw me for a loop. Because if you don't put the seatbelt on, the music does not come on in the car.
At all.
You can't even, and now they got it where the radio, you can't even cut it up past, you can only go halfway up loud on the radio.
The music doesn't go loud. The music
I live for that.
Over.
That's over.
The music doesn't come on the seatbelt and it doesn't go over 80 miles per hour.
Ford and these new regulations they got on this shit, they can kiss my ass with this. Do not buy a 2014 Ford Explorer.
Well, that means don't buy an American car, period, because all the regulations would be the same.
No, but the Fusions and everything don't have that. This truck does, though, with this Sync technology shit.
Oh. Well,
bitch, we was irritated. It was an old 1964 Cadillac that passed us, and, bitch, we was irritated. They floating down the freeway, and we just pushing on down doing 79 because we couldn't do 80.
Well, Kelly, do you want to thank everybody for coming to the aftermath?
No.
Oh, yeah.
So how was the aftermath?
We out.
So Kelly.
What was your season of the aftermath? How did it go?
Well, you got to ask somebody that was there. Kelly, TJ.
Why do you be asking forever?
I will say this much. The aftermath was a St. Louis aftermath.
I would like to thank Banks if he's still on the phone, you know, for getting my vehicle back to where I'm at. If it wasn't for Banks, I probably would still be in St. Louis.
So Kelly, we'll have the aftermath. We'll have the after.
Yes, we had one of those.
Let me tell you. I'm gonna tell y'all this. Okay, before Banks did what he did, my man made more money walking Saturday night and Sunday night than I did at the aftermath.
Well, your vehicle got towed.
No, my vehicle didn't. My vehicle didn't get towed.
Well, Kelly, you wasn't banking on the funds from the aftermath to get you to put the gas back in the car, were you?
I was banking on baby, you know, breaking even, bitch. You know, breaking even, you're right.
Okay.
But I didn't even break even. Honey, like I said, okay. My husband got $100 on Saturday. He won $100 on Sunday, and he made more money
Kelly,
than I did.
Let's talk about that. Your house won $1,000 on Saturday.
Right.
Yes.
How he get $100?
And y'all won with 6 trophies.
If my math is correct.
So 1,000 divided by 6 is
160 something. It's like a little bit over 160.
You know,
it's
the
like
director got to get that cut. It cost the director choir.
You know Kelly got 250. You know Kelly got 250 out of that 1,000 before they even divided that shit. Now you already fucking know.
Oh no!
It cost the director choir.
The house? I didn't get. I know I did not get 250.
You get close to it.
I'm not like Banks put the coins in my hand. All the trophies were sitting on the table. Banks put the coin in my hand. I had every child pick up their trophy, and every child got $100.
Okay, that's $600. Now where's the other $400?
Okay, every child got $100. Okay, then somebody else got $100. Somebody else got $100.
Who's somebody else?
Oh, the people. Okay, hold on, I got a question. We already said that Prince had lost on Saturday. But you just said on the radio
still,
he got $100.
And he still got $100.
So
winners get losers get rewarded now?
Right.
Baby, he should've It was shade. He shouldn't have been charged.
Hold on. So the six people who won got 100.
Points got 100.
Not Miss Wright, who got that SI. Congratulations. You were the grand prize winner of the night of the weekend.
Looney got 600 because he got his 5 plus he got his 100 for the category. Okay. The other people got their 5 was split. They say Prince got 100, somebody else got 100, and somebody got 2.
Who's this somebody else?
Right, exactly. That's what I'm trying to get to. Who's this somebody else, Kelly?
I'm not revealing all that information.
Well, I'm going to reveal the name.
It
was the Chicago Father. Kentrell Miss Wright, congratulations. Your kids came out. You deserved it. He would have got a cut. He had his kids there.
He didn't get no cut.
How Kelly gonna get a cut if he ain't get a cut?
Kelly, did he get a cut?
Who said that?
Rodney, can we ask how the Prodigy split their 1,000?
Yeah, we split it equally.
Okay, so and y'all won with 6-2. So how much did everybody get?
We gave the balance for their table money. Everybody received $150.
Ooh.
Okay. Who said did I get something? I didn't get anything. I just divided the money up.
Kelly, come on now. You played banker. Come on now.
Laura, I just divided the coins up, honey, okay? That's all I
Why didn't you divide the coins when y'all won that 5,000 them 2 years ago in Chicago?
I didn't have anything to do with that.
Wait, you talking about
with
the Miz Rahim $5,000?
I didn't have anything to do with that. And like I told Marcus on December.
Wait a minute.
Andre
and Q was the ones that collected the money, though.
Hold on. I didn't have any. No, I didn't collect no money. I was not downstairs collecting no money. I didn't have anything to do with that. But like I told Marcus on December 7th, when he put the $7,500 in my hand, I will divide that.
Well, whatever it is, I'm going to need whoever's recording to watch me count out the money. I don't want no shade or no shit.
Like I told Marcus, I'm going to take my 2 off the top, Miss Thing. I'm going to take my 5 for my makeup artist, Miss Thing, and the rest will be split up.
I told you, 2,500, baby. 2,500. You got to at least get a third, bitch. You got to get a third of it, honey, before anything is divided. Yeah, a third, bitch. 2,500. That's a third.
She's not even
judging. She got to get her direction fee.
That's a director fee.
Miss Tay, bitch, I walk in 5 categories that night, Miss Tay.
But you're not going to win except for probably
Wait a minute. Walking into the ball does not count as a category.
Okay. Baby. And then if I don't decide to walk and Marcus asks me to judge, Miss Tay, I still got to get my fee for judging.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
I was looking at those
rivals. They're saying, like, what the fuck?
We're about to be in and out here.
There's going to be a lot of Judy judging tonight, too. A lot.
No, it's not, Laura.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's going to be a lot of people who don't have dogs in the fight. You're not going to ruin my night.
there's going to be a lot of free agents and everything else winning them categories, honey.
Well, then the free agents will get their money whoever they want to.
It's going to be a shady
play. Oh, grab that. It's not going to be shady, Laura. It's going to be
CS. House of Valentina is going to be winning, like, 4 categories that night, baby.
Ooh, no, no. We're not talking those kind of judges now, girl. It's still going to be relevant.
What?
You can't discriminate, though, Marcus. Ooh.
I'm still debating how I'm doing this. There's going to be judges from the houses that are participating. However, there's going to be majority of the panel who has no dog in the fight.
I think
they're going to be from different places.
You know what? I'm going to be honest, though, with you, Marcus. I think this is what you should do. Every house that pays for a table, if it ends up in odd numbers, I think those should be the only people judging your motherfucking body.
Why? So everybody can vote. So everybody can keep track of who they voting for, and it's going to be strategic.
I mean,
I'd rather have an opinion of people who have no dog in the fight. And my plan
really
is
do,
to have...
You can't stop saying, though, Marcus, because
this is my thing. Lord, there were people Saturday who, not just Saturday, when this house with the most trophies, they're keeping their track, they're keeping their tally on their own piece of paper, and they look at their paper and say, ooh, what house is this? Oh, that's a card. Oh, no, that's hell. And they vote over that person. That's not right.
I would too. I mean, it's not right, but I would too. Money's involved. It is what it is.
Oh, well, no, we're not playing a game
evolved.
Like that.
Money is involved. When money is involved, shit changes. You know this, Marcus. When money is involved, you know, there's a different type of atmosphere. You already know that.
I have the instant movement. Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Yeah.
Hold on.
We can't hear you, Rodney.
Okay, hey, can you hear me?
Where y'all going?
I said I haven't seen that being done before, but Saturday I didn't really notice.
Well, yeah, not so much Saturday. I don't think it was too much of it Saturday, but I also think you had people on the panel who didn't have a dog in the fight, or they knew they didn't have a chance of winning.
Right. Because the only person I did see that did it, but she had every right to do it because it was her house and she had the final vote, was Kelly.
Laura, I'm thinking nine judges and having, you know, out of the nine judges, you know, four judges that don't, you know, they have no dog in the fight, and five judges from those houses that are participating, is going to be three segments because the first segment starts at 6:30. If you miss those first 13 categories, you're probably not going to win at all. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you.
Right.
If you don't come and participate in those.
I guarantee all them houses going to be there early if they really want
to. Right,
it's just
to give a thing. And, I mean, we're not talking about old school, like old, bitter judges.
No,
we're talking about people who are relevant.
I don't think the girls are going to be on time, because if that's the case, if the girls are going to be on time, bitch, when Miss Rahis first did it, bitch, the only house that was there, bitch, when the doors was open, bitch, was the motherfucking Ebony's.
At when?
The girls don't show up when it was done in Jersey, when the Milans won. The first house
Ebony. They generally come on time for me, though. I don't usually have that problem.
Kelly, I remember that. You said about that $5,000 ball when it was in Jersey. You said the one in Milan.
It was
$10,000. Y'all had that stage where it was broken up, where it was two sides, right? Was that the ball? I think that was the ball. I was there. Actually, no, Kelly, I was about to say my house. A lot of the houses was there early, Kelly, and
y'all opened the doors late too, didn't they?
Y'all opened the doors late. Yes, y'all did, because I remember, because it was a lot of people that opened the doors late.
We did open the doors late, but before, well, I'm talking about when the doors were supposed to open, the Ebony's was the only ones that were there.
Well, the difference is with this ball, Kelly, is I've already told you what 13 categories are going to be early. So, I mean, you can, and most of them are there as a house categories and new categories. So you don't have to come to them. You can just send your people that are walking them, you know, for that. I mean, you really don't have to be there early, but it behooves you to be there early. But, you know, these categories are going to take place before LSS even starts. We're going to sit the judges, and we're going to have these 13 categories. Then we're going to go into LSS by the time the girl should be there, and then we're going to have the ball. And we'll be out there at a comp time. Y'all can have y'all $7,500 or more, because there is going to be an announcement in July after D-Up, and we're going to go from there.
I just ask that you don't put them type of judges like how the Mizrahis put them judges on that last ball for that 5,000. That's that last ball that, you know, that ball they had in Atlanta. Because that was fair.
Well, those were all Mizrahis.
Right, that was I just said that type of panel up there because that was fair. That last panel was fair. No, it wasn't.
The panel wasn't fair. That was to make sure that it was no shade mistake, and the girls, like Marcus said, the girls voting and looking down at their papers and think, oh, this person is winning, so we're not going to vote for them or anything. Nobody have no fight with that motherfucking panel, bitch. Everybody had to work for their motherfucking shit.
Shit. Right.
Then we would have put 11. The Mizrahi panel. If we would have put 11 people. If we would have put 11 houses up there. If we would have put 11 house people up there from different houses up there, bitch. It would have been total motherfucking chaos. Miss Saint.
The ball probably wouldn't have finished.
The girl, the girls is looking. It was hot as hell, Miss Saint. The ball probably would have finished, bitch. The girls would have been looking at their paper. Oh, bitch, the prodigies is tied up with us, Miss Saint. So I'm gonna give. Oh, it's a prodigy and a motherfucking Chanel the last battle. Bitch, so I'm
going to
give it to the Chanel, so the prodigies.
Kelly, let me ask you this question and be honest. If you was in first place and you had 7 points and the prodigies had 6 points, right? No, matter of fact, let me make it better. Let's say you the Mizrahi had 7 points. They was in first place. The prodigies had 6 points. This is the last category and it's thug realness. And whoever wins this category gets 2 points. And Rodney's in the last battle. And say Rodney is battling some infinity child that looks fucking fierce.
I know what you're talking about. It's a prime example because I thought the child on Saturday that I voted for was a prodigy, but they just told me he was a Chanel. They just told me he was Chanel. I thought he was a prodigy, Miss Thing, and I voted for him, Miss Thing, and they was up there with us, and I thought he was a prodigy. But they told me he was a Chanel, and I voted for him.
But most people don't do that. Most people, if that was the last battle and their vote was going to determine whether their house tied or won, they're going to vote over Rodney, and they're going to make sure that house get their money. Mm-hmm. So let's be real. So that's why I'm going to have judges who don't have a dog in the fight. They can at least be fair, and you still going to get your girlfriend house vote because your house is going to be up there at some point in the ball to vote for you. You'll get that girlfriend appeasement vote. But you still going to have to work for it because it's not house with the most trophies, then it's the house that plays the most politics.
So
at least when the Mizrahis gave it out, they gave it to who they wanted to give it to. It wasn't, and who won, not, okay, well, my house going to vote for you, you vote for me. It's a strategic type of thing. That's too much.
So that means you're going to put Kamara on the panel then.
What you say?
That means you're going to put Kamara on the panel, right?
Kamara's probably going to walk. I'm pretty sure he would walk.
No, you didn't catch what I said. You said that you're going to put a house in there that don't have no fight in this thing. So, like I said, you're going to put Kamara on the panel, right?
Laura, have you read the categories? The Blahniks have a chance of winning. They could win.
You're going to put Kamara on the panel, right?
You're not listening. Right now. I believe every house has a chance of winning. Every major house that puts effort into it to win. If you're a realness house, you can win. If you're a runway house, if you're a face house, if you're a performance house, it does not matter. There's enough categories there for your house to actually have a chance to compete. Every pretty much ballroom category is on the flyer. And it's split up equally.
The Blahniks had participation this weekend just passed. They won.
Right. They didn't do bad. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Laura, you don't see the Blahniks?
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
Did they kick you out the house years ago?
Girl, I've never been to the house.
Mm.
Girl, I'd rather be homeless. I'd rather be homeless than go to the house. You see? No mail.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Well,
mm-mm.
I don't think people should... Well, what is your beef with Kamara? You seem to give him a hard time.
So, I'm not going to go there. It is what it is.
So what else we want to talk about?
Okay. Well, honey,
Will nobody recap First Fridays in Philadelphia?
You said what?
Nobody has tea on First Fridays in Philly?
Wait, I got a question, Kelly. How you feel about DeMario beating your daughter Imani at Vogue Night last Monday?
Who? Beat her for what?
DeMario, he beat Imani for realness.
Give it to your girlfriend, honey, as the prodigies would say, honey.
Sure.
Baby. That was definitely a girlfriend panel.
You have an incoming call.
Work, DeMario.
Yes,
press one.
Yes, DeMario.
773-531.
Yes, DeMario.
No, this is not DeMario, but this is Father Derek Blunning.
Hold on, Derek.
Hi, Gary.
Kelly.
What's going on?
Kelly.
Yes.
DeMario won with the same judges that voted for you over Temperance.
Yes.
Now,
give it to your girlfriend.
All right, Derek, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm just calling to congratulate the House of Ebony on the ball.
Could you announce yourself again, Derek?
You know,
house affiliation, please say that again. What's your name, Derek?
This is Midwest Father Derek Blonick.
Okay, what Blonick?
Oh.
Like I said, I was just calling to get House of Ebony congratulations on their ball, and you know what I'm saying, congratulate my house as well. Even though we didn't come in full force, we did win four categories that night. So the person on the phone that was questioning in the House of Blonick.
That was Laura.
Oh, okay.
Laura.
Laura, you're a Blonick representative on the line.
No, I could do. No, I like Derek. Derek is fine. I just don't see them other girls, honey. The rest of them Blonicks, honey, on that East Coast, honey. I didn't know Derek was a Blonick, though. To be honest, I didn't know he was a Blonick. I thought he was a 007. I didn't know he was a Blonick, though.
Nah. We got a medical squad up here, though. You'll see him at the bars to come soon.
Wait, can I ask you a question? What made you choose Blonick out of the other choices, though?
Blonick was my first house in 2006, so I decided to go back. Yeah.
Oh.
It was.
Wait, is this Derek in Chicago?
Yeah, this is Derek.
Nick's Conic Chanel.
Yeah, that's me.
You are trying to this week. This is me, T.
This is who?
He said, who are you?
This is me, T. Derek.
This is me, T. Nothing, hi, Derek.
You have to give my whole rundown, though. What's up, T?
Wow,
you have to give my whole
rundown, though. I just didn't say, I'll see you at Hooters when I come to Chicago, you know. That's what y'all get.
Me, T, who? Meechie who?
Oh, girl, you said what?
Meechie who, bitch?
Yeah. Well, that's all I wanted, y'all. Good night.
Good night. Are y'all going to the pub tonight?
Cal, please. Cal, we ain't going to chase you no Mexican?
Oh.
No.
I can't wait
to get to the Bay Area, baby.
I have a question, though. I'm confused about something. So, Kelly, so back to this whole Marlon Mizrahi situation. So did you know anything about it or, like,
he did it in front of her.
And she paid.
Well, he did it so she could. Well, she was in the vicinity.
Yes, Carson
Kelly. And she paid it.
Excuse me.
Kelly didn't pay it, but it was kind of laughed off, but it was no laughing matter. I thought Kelly was going to choke him.
Is he still the mother? Is he still mother?
Yes.
I guess Kelly looked at it like this. Anything that Prince benefits from anybody, so will she. So it's to fucking pay it.
So Marlon was shaking her purse, basically.
She couldn't have been shaking her purse and she didn't pay her birthday.
No, she looked like a purse shaker to me. No shade. No shade.
Say it again, Marcus. Hold on, Lord. Get that. Say it again, Marcus. Marlon, Miss Rodney, mother, Marlon. You want to come on the line to dispute the charge of you walking out on your breakfast at the hotel on Sunday morning?
Wait a minute. So you telling me Marlon walked sneaker and labels and all these categories and she walked out on a $7 breakfast?
Well, no, it was $20. It was definitely $20.
Okay.
It was $20.58 to be exact.
So she walked out on a $20.58 breakfast and she walked labels. Do I have this right?
Allegedly, that's been put out
there. Allegedly, that's what happened.
And then she had a nurse to text somebody else, man. Oh, wow. She was cutting up, bitch.
No, ain't nobody take a motherfucking thing. My man is late.
They ain't took it yet, Kelly. They ain't took it yet, girl. They got the number this weekend, girl. That was strike one. That was step one.
Yo, baby, listen. Mine's ain't going no. I ain't worried about mine going no place, bitch. Okay.
Girl, we see Prince in L.A. Girl, we know the T.
Baby, you see Prince in L.A. Baby, you will know the T, cause the queen will be there too.
Okay,
okay.
I don't think that's serious, a label girl walking out on breakfast like that. That's that is bothering my spirit right now.
It's a lot of label girls walking out on a lot of things. There's a lot of label girls mistake bitch that lives in
No, but we talking about what? No, we talking about
Label girls that sleep on other bitches' couches.
Right, but we talking about what happened in St. Louis. Therefore, that was fierce. That is my child walk labels at every ball. Every ball, every weekend.
Mind you, I was so embarrassed because I went to go pay for my food, and she started typing in the room number for their room, and she's like, that's not their room number. And she knew I was with them, so she was like, what's their real last name? And I was like, ma'am, I met these people at a gay ball, a function. I don't really know their real names. I mean, I didn't. And I was like, ma'am, I mean, the only thing I could do is just leave her a good tip because she might have had to pay for that. I'm gagging.
Well, I don't know. My breakfast, I had a voucher for my breakfast in my valet parking, so I don't know.
Okay, wait, hold on. So the Miz has won House with the Most Trophies and didn't pay for food?
Don't say the motherfucking Miz, bitch, okay?
And then she even got $100 out the deal. Then she got $100 out the deal, so she can at least win
back
over that.
Don't say, hold on, Laura. Don't say the motherfucking Miz's mistake, because my $28 a night, bitch, for my motherfucking valet parking was free, bitch. My two buffet, bitch, was free, okay? The girls invited me over to come over to the Hilton, Miss Thang, bitch. I said, okay, well, I'm going to go to the Hilton, Miss Thang, bitch, because they got free breakfast at the Hilton, Miss Thang, so I got to use my coupon, bitch. I got to the Hilton, and it was motherfucking $20.59. I said, well, bitch, I'm going to sit here and watch the girls, Miss Thang. I had orange juice. Marcus paid for my orange juice. I went back to my hotel an hour later, and I got my food, so don't say the business.
Wait, Kelly, was you at the Hilton downtown over by the West End?
At the ballpark.
I was not at the Hilton, baby. I was with the girls at the Hilton.
Okay, well, congratulations to the house for the house of the most trophies and the house members to run out on the bill during the time.
And congratulations to the girls that missed a 6:15 flight. What were they doing?
You know what, Miss Kelly? We're gonna take this, Miss Kelly. Okay. Kelly, you have to book a flight and have a flight to miss it. Just to be honest.
Oh, shit.
Wait, y'all mean to tell me that the Ebony representative would then come to the function?
Miss Laura,
I just knew. Mind you, it was this boy there that looked. I just asked Marcus that earlier because it was this boy there that looked like Michi, and I said, "Was that Michi at the ball?" He said, "No, that wasn't, because it was this boy that looked like him." And I sure thought it was him because he came over and spoke to me.
I saw this boy that looked like you too in the airport.
Baby, I was gagging that the PR mogul wasn't there.
Miss Kelly, girl,
I'm gonna let you have that right now
because I'm a little
high. They did have the dynamic duo, Miss Thing. They did have one of their spokes representatives there, J Rock, but the other one didn't make it.
So, Michi, what's your position in the house? Are you like overall secretary? Like, what do you do? Like, what?
Okay, first of all, bitch. Okay, Miss Laura, you is not gonna bust me, okay? Girl, I'm not no overall anything, girl.
Are you father?
No, I wouldn't be father because it's a lot of work to be a father. And I think a lot of houses have people that are in father positions that shouldn't
you
be.
Overseer?
I am the overseer for the West Coast. Not
the she's
Oakland.
Oakland
or West Coast?
She's the spokesmodel.
Oh, girl, Miss Kelly, girl.
She's the spokesmodel.
And you're the security and the director.
Oh, on a second note, to the people that we take to when we go out to eat, ladies and gentlemen, please let's learn how to tip. If you cannot afford to tip, please don't go out
to
eat.
Yeah, that's it. I hate when girls do that. If the
and y'all
like
ran the hell out that server at TGI Fridays. I was so embarrassed.
I hate when girls do that.
They drunk up. They sucked up that strawberry lemonade so motherfucking quick.
If you go to a restaurant and you say your food and everything, your drinks and everything, it ran up the bill to about $20-$25 or whatever. Like, you should at least put down a $4 or $5 tip. I'm sorry,
First of all,
I have a message in my inbox for Kelly. Well, actually, they just put an inbox and said that they said Prince ain't Kelly man, and he was on the prowl all weekend.
Was that from Marlon?
I'm not saying who said it to me. They could have pressed one because I'm sure they're on the line.
Well, tell them to press one.
You know, I don't see nobody.
Kelly said press one, Dora.
Yeah, tell them to press one. Because when I move it, she moves it. Like I was saying, baby, when you bring out food, bitch, and you get cold ass motherfucking mashed potatoes and all types of motherfucking shit, bitch, you get what you get.
No, that has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with the server at all.
They have to do with the server.
That has everything to do with the cook. The server is just a person that bring out the food and the drink. They can't stick their finger up in your food to know if it's cold and everything. They can't do all that.
Hold on, Lord, that is true to some extent. However, once the chef puts the food up to be served out, it is up now to the server in a timely manner to respond from the food hitting that table for it to be ready to get
the food
time.
Took a long. We knew it was some tea in the kitchen already.
It took us 20 minutes
to get sat when they already had empty tables in there. They slowed down the seating because the kitchen was already overworked. So we already knew the kitchen was going to be, you know, late.
Was she still nice though? Was the service still like
giving
you guys
a
drink? Was she like a nice? Was she pleasant?
Server.
She was nice, but she was too nice, bitch, because she sat down in the booth with us.
We were at TGI Friday. We weren't at no 5-star restaurant. We was at TGI Fridays.
Kelly, don't be like that. You acting like you was at a motherfucking Gordon Ramsay restaurant or something. And saying, no, you was at TGIF. That's like Applebee's.
Well,
Well, honey, child, she got what's wrong, okay.
You didn't tip Kelly. You gave her a dollar. Was you one of the girls that gave her like a quarter or something?
Bitch, I gave her what my food was worth.
Okay, you gave her nothing.
I gotta warm up
and
to
then
her.
And then I went to nasty ass Sweetie Pie, and that cold ass motherfucking food.
Trying to die, but
I hope you know y'all got to be careful when y'all do that, and y'all go back to the same restaurants. So when y'all do that, y'all do know that they know who y'all are. So when y'all come back up in these restaurants and y'all don't leave no tips, and then y'all wonder why y'all leave out with a cold and everything because they done pissed in your drink and spit, and I mean they done had a party up in your food, and you would never know.
This is my first time back in St. Louis, and I think about 3 years. I won't be back again in about another 3 or 4.
3 years.
Shit. So they ain't gotta worry. They ain't gotta worry about me, bitch. Okay.
Nobody go to Sweetie Pies
until they get uncommercial again. Cause now that they commercial this thing, that shit horrible.
I think that
What do you think? I don't know. Well, we about to get up out of here, honey, baby. So everybody say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Okay, don't
if you're privileged.
I'll go ahead.
If you're privileged to the week.
Oh, shit. Well, don't forget to tomorrow night on Trash Talk Tuesday with Jason London and the whole cast will definitely be on for Trash Talk Tuesdays. Don't forget to tune in to Wednesday night for the State of Emergency show with the icon and the CEO and founder of the House of Couture, Jasmine Couture. Like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when I'm live on the air, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. I love y'all all for loving me, and have a good night. Bye-bye.
The icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, presents the 24-carat gold ball. All gold, everything. Saturday, October 4th, in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one, tag team performance, the lost treasures of the Texas Republic for $1,500. Grand prize number two, open to all realness for $1,000. Grand prize number three, Femme Queen Face, the battle of the goddesses for $750. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries for $500. Mini grand number two, tag team best dressed, one male figure and one female figure for $500. Mini grand number three, J-Rock Ebony presents the ultimate catboy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you the 24-carat gold ball. All gold, everything. Texting with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
The Privileged One. Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball. Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters. Two trophies and one winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the 3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's the Privileged One, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.